Coast News today.
Donald Trump blessed it as well.
So let me ask you about a provision that the Republicans are talking about quite a bit. I know you want to talk about, and Democrats want to talk about, extending the Obamacare subsidies, which expire at the end of 2025. But they talk about the provisions, and it's right here, Subtitle E, and this has to do with the repeal of health care subtitle changes, and specifically what it is. How they characterize it is, you want to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants. I understand that's not really an accurate depiction, but what it does do is...
That's a lie.
It's a lie, but what you support does bring back funding for emergency Medicaid to hospitals, some of which does pay for undocumented immigrants and people who don't have health insurance. And also, there is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants, it's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens, they're not undocumented, they're not illegal. Why even include that in a bill, knowing that they're going to seize right upon that and use that as a message? I understand that.
Well, the polls are out, but I mean, I can just see the public's response on the ground, even by a lot of Democrats. The government shutdown done by the Democrats has absolutely blown up in their face, like everything these scumbags do. And that's why they just get more and more out of control, more and more desperate every single day. And Trump is using it, as he said he would, to fire tens of thousands so far in just the last day and a half of these bureaucrats. And you can go to D.C., you can go anywhere around the U.S. for the federal building, particularly D.C., in the middle of the week, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 a.m., and they're empty. And you can just walk by in the street and look through the windows, and there's nobody there. And you walk in, and there's just some security guards up front. And then the parking lots are empty. At federal buildings in Austin, Texas, and just all over the place. Now, the courts are working around the clock, and they're certainly there, and the Border Patrol and federal marshals, they're working 18 hours a day, literally. So it's Slackerville over here. They put out different, you know, averages, Doge did. But upwards of half of the federal workforce goes into work like once a month. It's absolutely out of control. And it's blown up in their face. So we've got a lot of interesting clips on that front. A lot of good things happening, a lot of good actions I'm starting to see out of the DOJ. Ed Martin's got his grand juries open on Andrew Weissman, who's one of the top Democrat strategist kingpins of all the lawfare and terrorizing American people. There's a bunch of other grand jury information now coming out. Very, very exciting. We'll be getting to that. Cash Patel announces FBI cutting ties with the ADL. After TPUSA listed as extremist hate group. And if your identity is Christian, you're also hateful. So the ADL, for those that don't know, since really the mid-90s, has run most big city and federal law enforcement policy with the wokeism. I mean, that's where it really comes from. And that's why you see in the federal reports the number one crime in America is white supremacy, even though it's basically ultra rare, almost doesn't exist. So this is a big deal to have the FBI saying we're no longer working with the ADL, and all of their curriculum, all their brainwashing is sayonara, because the ADL is an anti-American organization that wants to destroy this country. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, This isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultramethylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du, du hast mich.
My dad's uncle was one of five sons, Uncle Leonard, and I didn't really know my dad's other uncles, but he was kind of like a second grandpa to me. And when he got pancreatic cancer, usually people die in about 6 months, but he lived like 3 years with it, had a bunch of really hardcore treatments and things. And they kept thinking he'd die, then he'd bounce back and everything else. And then finally the family got, he's just tough. He's going to live forever. He came and visited me about a week before he died. We went out and ate Mexican food. And he said, man, I hadn't had this much fun in a while, boy. And we had a couple margaritas and fajitas and I hugged him. We went back to my house, hugged him in the parking lot, and he left, and he was dead a couple weeks later. And I tell that story because when somebody survives something for a long time, people start taking it for granted and think, it's, you know, not that big a deal. Like, think about everything Trump's gone through. I want to play the Joe Rogan clip here in a moment. And we really take it for granted how much insane pressure he's been put under and the fact that they won't try to kill him again. Or, since he survived, he's bulletproof. And our enemies just get madder and more upset. Overall, I give Trump a 95 on policy. He's getting way more done than I thought he could. And it is night and day compared to what the Democrats were doing and where we'd be right now if they'd gotten in. I think we all know that. And so this is not even a lesser two evils. It's working with what we have. And it's also being very thankful that God gave us Trump, because this is definitely one in a billion, one in 10 million people event. I'm 51 and under a lot of globalist attack, but all the attacks on myself, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, and a whole bunch of other people that have been top targets combined does not approach the stress and what Trump has gone through. And so I was already thinking about this last night, just coming on air and saying, wow, it's so popular with black pillars that claim they're populist or conservatives or nationalists to only talk about the problems and to exaggerate them and kind of zoom in on them and just say it's all over and gloom and doom. When if you really look at all the good things that are happening, that is insane. It's good to criticize bad things and to get on bad people administration, but that's little course corrections, and that's making sure we save this country and the world. That's being reality-pilled. I can't stand, get the popcorn, Trump's invincible, white pill, I can't stand the black pill. And look, I got so much news to cover. Folks know I talk about this pretty much every show now because we need all hands on deck. And we need everybody to be out there really getting the truth out, the information out, and supporting those that are fighting on the front lines in this fight, because we've turned the tide and we're winning, but we've not won the war. And so the white pill thinking and the black pill thinking is going to get us destroyed. And if he doesn't get this economic turnaround through and the cultural stabilization plan and doesn't get our morale up and we don't do it, and get an initiative going, which we have the initiative now, we got to keep it going, Do you understand we're in the Great Reset? Do you understand what that means? Banning all gasoline engines, banning natural gas, ending industrial civilization as you know it. By law, zoning for no single-family homes, 200-square-foot coffin apartments, 15-minute cities, total AI surveillance. I mean, just a total dystopia making you poor so you're controllable by design. That's the Great Reset to build back better on our ashes. And it's extremely dystopic, and they're really doing it. And Trump has pulled the rug out from the entire Paris Accords and the carbon taxes, and John Kerry just a year ago said we've got to cut half the farming in the world or people will starve. That's like saying, you know, I need to strangle my five-year-old or they'll die of asphyxiation. It's pure evil hiding in plain view. And so Trump has put the globalists back decades in policy and in just the last 8 months, and done more than he did in his first term in just 8 months, and irrevocably in the information war, discredited globalist ideology that will make it almost impossible to ever reconstitute. Unless they go with pure totalitarianism and total censorship and control, which they're trying to do. And the Democrats are still pushing it here, despite the fact that they then run around claiming Trump censoring them and it's all made up. And then, before I play this powerful clip of Joe Rogan, with Megyn Kelly commenting, and I agree with 100% what Joe's saying, this could be the last broadcast of InfoWars. Federal judge yesterday at about 2:30 had his hour and a half hearing. Judge Lopez in Houston, who's blocked all their fake auctions and all the scams and all the frauds and all their attempts to shut us down, the DOJ trustee office with no court order. And finally, after 3 years, he just said, I'm kicking this out of here back to state court, where Judge Guerra Gamble, the Antifa, Soros, literal blue-haired leftist, I mean, in the past, you look at her photos, literal Antifa stuff, Soros stuff, bright blue hair. I mean, I bet she's probably actually been in Antifa uniforms before. I mean, I've never seen that, but I mean, I'm telling you. Imagine Antifa being your judge. Okay. You know, found me guilty, then had a show trial, all of it. She's elected. And she's already appointed a receiver. So they could have the sheriff's department in here yesterday. Now, they're supposed to give me a 5-day notice and all this stuff, but they don't. She can override that. So, I mean, they didn't wait last time when they had their fake auction. They were in there the next morning. I said, that's a fake auction. I'm challenging. And it was. It's a fraud. Bloomberg operation. Michael Bloomberg through the Everytown Gun Confiscation Organization with the Onion. And they still plan to bring the Onion in. The Onion guy was on a podcast with Wired Magazine, remember 3 weeks ago, he said, at the end, the lady goes, "What if you could have anything in the world and you were God, what would you do if you had one wish?" And he goes, "I would take over InfoWars. I want it, and I'm still going to get it." And he said previously, "I'm going to take over Alex Jones' identity. He doesn't have a 13th Amendment. I own his name." They actually said that in court filings. The judge is like, "What?" Elon Musk came in to block it. Remember that? And we own everything he ever did, and we're going to misrepresent it to confuse people. That's what they've done the whole time. Raised hundreds of millions off my name, said I did things I never did that nobody ever did, played victim, done all this. It's just a Democrat Party operation. And he was the head censorship czar over at MSNBC. They would decide what businesses to target, who to go after, including me and others, equivalent of Brian Stelter. So that's who they're planning to do this. And, of course, it's going to blow up their face spectacularly. I mean, can you imagine when they're literally, they already used when they thought they had InfoWars for a couple days, put our logo up, said they were, you know, us. That's all they can do. They think wearing my skin will somehow, you know, make them powerful and confuse people, because that's all the left can do, is deception. That'd be like if you went to the British Royal Museum and you put the war helmet on of William the Conqueror you're now William the Conqueror. No, you're not. Or it'd be like if you put on Tom Brady's Super Bowl ring or Michael Jordan's Super ring, basketball championship ring, you would not be Michael Jordan. I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous, but that's what censorship's about. And I knew this, but once they really got me off the air everywhere but talk radio and Infowars.com for about 4 years, remember all that? That once they had me off of everything, they could literally then make up things I never did and create a false Alex Jones. So that's why it is such a blessing that all of you have gotten the truth out. And that's why it's so amazing, because not only has all their propaganda failed, it's backfired, and I get 99.9% love. And I mean even in liberal areas. I go to Target, and liberals walk over and apologize to me. Every time. I mean, you see me do live feeds on the streets of D.C., mobbed, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, National Guard, you name it. So, and the liberals, I mean, I don't go to Target a lot, but the last few times I went, it's just got stuff, you know, it's only there, like your T-shirts and stuff. And I have to stay away from the whole trans pedophile wing stuff, so I probably should boycott it, but the point is it's right by my house. And they just walk over, it'll be like a liberal guy and his wife, and, hey, listen, I used to hate you, but I understand now they lied about you, and, you know, I understand Trump's not perfect, he's better than them, and the wife's like, yeah, we're really starting to understand it all, and, you know, my dad died of the COVID shot, and it's so much of they just got hurt, and, you know, I'll have black folks run over to me, and they're like, we used to be Democrats, but we're Republicans now, and we really love you, Alex, we know they lied about you. I mean, it's just love, 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 love. And it started happening during the show trials that they had on YouTube in Texas with Greer Gamble, the Antifa judge, Soros, Andy, was literally funded by Soros, just like the DA and all the rest of them. And they had their YouTube channel up, live feeding, and then she would say, wait a minute, and turn the YouTube off herself and would just put up a screen, and then she would say all the stuff and the admonishments, and you're getting off script, don't do this, you know, get me more powder for my nose, HBO, literal production studio. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, this is a kangaroo beyond kangaroo. And then first, you know, 80% of the comments were for me, and then 95, and then people were like, this isn't fair, why can't he defend himself, what's going on? And by the end, 99% of people who had news articles written about it were like, what the hell is this? Millions of comments, tens of millions watching, literally millions of comments. People went crazy. And they killed the comments. And then when they had the next show trial, all scripted 2 months later, notice, it's going on for years and years and years, years and years of suing me. Oh, but they're all right before the midterms, all perfectly scripted. And they didn't allow comments from the beginning there. See, that's the power of perseverance. So I am a wild man. And it does take somebody that's a little crazy to be able to take this pressure and go through this. Quite frankly, my biggest pressure is that I can't do more and that I get tired after the show and I bounce back at night and I have to force myself through. And I actually envy Trump and his energy. I envy RFK Jr. If you know what I envy, in a good way, I envy people that can fight harder than me. And it's not the pressure I'm under that gets me down. It's that there's so much more I could be doing. I mean, we're literally under globalist attack. I mean, these are literally evil, lying social engineers and all their minions and all their camp followers and all their little compartmentalized technicians. I mean, these people are really bad. I mean, look at all the things they do. And even after it comes out, the shots are poison and turn off your immune system and have destroyed the children. They want to bring back masks and more shots. It's a death cult. But the Congress critters aren't taking the shots. Their kids aren't taking the shots. It's come out. They were all on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine when COVID came out. All these doctors went public and said, you know, top doctors, I'm here in New York, I'm here in D.C., I'm treating all the elites and the left with these very things. They're liars. While they had the government paying secretly $2.2 billion to Walgreens and CVS not to prescribe ivermectin. Hey, we're going to lose billions. We'll secretly pay you. Don't give it to them because they wanted a high death rate. I mean, imagine being these people. Democrats didn't used to be the most evil. We were bad Republicans, too. We used to have RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard Democrats. But finally, it got so bad, they're like, well, we'll try to reform the Republican Party because it's reforming some. And even Bill Maher's like, well, got to give Trump a shot now because this literal survival we're fighting for here. So I don't know if they're going to come today, tomorrow, when it is. There are really no more moves. And look, this is the course of it. I'm leaving it all in the field. I've done the best job I can. They're going to try to harass us with InfoWars, and you know they got all sorts of plans to continue to come after me. They don't want a settlement. They don't want money. They've said we want him off the air. Then they're going to run around and recycle the lies that I'm not giving them their money and all the rest of this, and they're going to attack the new network owners and all the rest of it. And they're all ready for that because we're here for the fight. We're here for the children. We're here for the future because myself, my crew, the type of people that I associate with are fighters. And when we get challenged and when we get attacked and when we get bullied, we get pissed off, we get organized, and we take action. So you got that commitment from me. But in the court of public opinion, you've lost. But you just continue to the Democrat Party in general and their law firms, the rest of them. And so you're arrogant. You're not giving up. I understand that. And this is going to be pushed continually, not just in my case, but just in general, into very, very historically dangerous developments. Because they are increasingly getting more totalitarian, more violent, because they're losing. And as long as we just intellectually, culturally, economically continue to move forward with the moral high ground, the public sees it. The public existentially knows they're in danger, not just here, but around the world, and we will win. But last night I was thinking, I'm going to come in here and do a rant about you want somebody to fight for you. You want somebody to champion you, then you've got to back them. And I know a lot of you do, but I'm talking to everybody else out there. If I'm one of the main targets, I mean, I'm in the top three that the globalists take, all right? I mean, it was really like Trump, Charlie Kirk, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon. If you don't back people that are championing for you, you're basically suicidal. And I want to explain how this works. I know most of you understand this. For my family to have a future, I have to make sure this is a free country and we don't have a nuclear war and there's not a UN world government. So I'm doing this for myself, but by extension, it's for all of you. And I have empathy for all of you. We all need to understand that we're going to hang together, hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. I mean, we hang together or we hang at the end of gallows. Because when they got that war going of independence, you know, the British were going to, you know, kill the rebel leaders, death warrants. So when you sign the Declaration of Independence, you're putting your head in the noose. Well, let's be clear. You have Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Blumenthal that runs the attacks on me out of Connecticut. All of them are on record saying, we're going to put you all in prison, millions of you, when we get back in power. And I got some clips on that. And we've got to dismantle MAGA. We've got to outlaw it with Homeland Security and treat it as a terrorist organization. You mean the majority of the American people. I mean, they're going total totalitarian as the election fraud comes out, as the fact that they're over. There's no blue states. There's no blue cities. There's universities and leftist corporations and downtown central leftist districts, you know, that are open wounds. But that's it. And populism is pushing leftist garbage out. It's not even conservatism, folks. It's common sense survival. The party of renaissance. The party of common sense. The party of humanity. The party of excellence. The party of competition. The party of humanity. Team humanity. And so look at Joe. All these people are awake now. They're hardcore. They get it. I told you 4 years ago Joe's about to go hardcore because behind the scenes, he was. And he said, you were right about everything? I'm sitting there at dinner at Eddie V's in a private room. He goes, because you were right about everything, every last damn bit of it. And you just watch what I'm going to start doing. But almost 5 years ago now, when he first moved to Austin, he said, I'm going to roll this out. I know just how to get them because he knows how to convince an audience. See, I'm a hard seller. I just come out with it. But Joe just with that jujitsu and just went in there and just literally tied them in knots and moved the needle so much for us. And, you know, and of course, Elon Musk. I'm so thankful for both men. But we've won. The hearts and minds, now we've got to displace the tyrants. But I want my enemies to know, and you know it, and your own white papers admit it, your own congressional hearings. InfoWars was the detonator. This crew, my supporters, our guests, the films, my work, we did this. You know the stickers they put on gas pumps with a picture of Biden pointing, saying, I did that? Well, guess what, InfoWarriors? You did this. You did this. We did this. Just so you understand how much power you've got. And I would do it all over again. Even if I knew I would have been killed, I wouldn't stop. I am the richest man in the world right now. I am so blessed by God that my life has really meant something, that we've changed the world for the better on a huge scale. And even if I couldn't have moved the needle, it would still be the right thing because God's watching. Because life's a test. So I am just so thankful to God, our Heavenly Father, for Son Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful to this crew. I'm so thankful for you all. Because no matter what happens in InfoWars, the term belongs to you. No one even knew what the term was until I introduced it. Seriously, an academic factoid that 99.9% wouldn't know. So the idea that they think they'll get a URL and that they'll sit there and misrepresent and act like they're still me, they've said that, is a joke. That they're literally using dinosaur tactics on the equivalent of a Martian invasion. And by the way, we're the Patriots. We're the Martians. We're like advanced space aliens from another galaxy compared to the left now. Okay? I mean, you look at their servants, drooling, satanic eyes, slobbering. That's the majority of them. They're weak, pathetic people that think they joined the power structure when really they were just losers, and now their power structure is collapsing, and the smart people are saying at every level, from the grassroots up, we're not on board with this. We're not on board with group mass suicide death cult. We are rejecting your death cult. So you have your little celebrations. You have your little victories, all of it. I told the crew, this is all rigged. The deck's stacked. I told them 3 years ago, I said, we just hold up for a year or two. Get enough people awake. We'll launch the new systems anyways. I said, maybe we can hold out a few years in the bankruptcy and stuff. I said, plus I want the federal courts and investigators to dig into everything and because they're going to keep lying that I have all these hundreds of millions of dollars and all this. And, of course, they had federal investigators and auditors and just did four forensic groups and then the IRS, five audits. The IRS said, oh, you overpaid $4.3 million in the last 5 years, but that went into bankruptcy, and then the leftist lawyers use it to keep suing me. It's fun. But the point is that I was out of money, and I wanted to show the world that I told the truth about everything. Turned out Alex Jones never had many assets in the New York Times. Oh, really? Oh, come on. I had 300-something million in the bank. I stole from you, off you, when they made 300 million off my name, federal documents show. Everything's the opposite. They're so uncreative. Whatever they've done, they just say, I've done it. It's really satanic. You have failed so badly. You have failed.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat, wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. You know, I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
All right. So I talked the last 20 minutes or so about this Joe Rogan video I'm about to play that is absolute truth about President Trump. And it also goes for this broadcast and my crew that have been harassed, attacked, killed, put in prison. I love this crew. They also put up with me because I'm in here. If you're having dinner with me, I just sit back and barely talk. People go, man, you're so calm at home. Or yeah, when I'm in here looking at all the evil they're doing, and I'm trying to raise the alarm to people, and I know how real this is, it gets to me, because I know I'm fighting for my life. And as soon as people understand you're fighting for your life, your children's future, for real, our enemies are so sick and twisted, but that's what happens in a decadent cycle when you go into the bottom of a decline cycle, the end of a cycle. This is known by all historians, sociologists, anthropologists, archaeologists, futurists, think tanks. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good men make weak times. Weak men make bad times. And then you know what happens. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. And weak men make bad times. Bad times make strong men. That's the cycle. It's a fact. And this is the mega fourth turning in the last complex of turnings. In the last 360 years, this is the big one. You can feel it. You can see it. Are you getting chills right now? Humanity is literally at the crossroads of our future destiny. And there's a lot of evil forces that want to control that destiny. Because there's an evil force that does not want us to take on the next level. We are about to come out of the cocoon, and we are going to be a beautiful butterfly. And as soon as we can get the public to realize it's not just a struggle to live, it's a struggle to be what you're supposed to be and to transcend to the next level. There is not entropy in the universe. That is not the prime directive. There is beauty and expansion and intensification of knowledge and consciousness. Look what we're building. Look what we're told humans are trash, but we can make all this AI and all this stuff, No, we're not trash. We have the potential. Little g. To be like God. Not Satan in the garden. You will be gods when you lose your innocence. No. God says, no, you are made in my image. Little g. And look, boy, those are people out in the middle of the desert envisioning all this and thinking about this and God telling them this and envisioning the future and the challenges of a one world government and a mark. You have to worship a world government or it won't let you buy and sell. That's the social credit score. This was not people that were just coming up with this. They had no concept of that. They were being given visions by God, delivered by angels. Ezekiel's sitting there and giants craft land with fire shooting out of the bottom and floating platforms come out with beings with blue crystal bubbles over their heads and then say, I'm here with a message from God. Take this. Same thing with John the Revelator. Eat this. Sweet in the mouth. Hurts the stomach. Fall down. So, you know, whatever they get. And then now, mind meld. Bzzz, that is the message from God. In the future, there will be a world government established. It will come for your children. They will set the system up to destroy humanity. You must maintain your humanity to transcend to the next level and interface with God. We are here to warn you as God's messengers. That's not a Marvel comic with the Watchers, you know, Green Lantern or something. What do you think all that's based on, baby? I've had many dreams where I'm sitting there with the Watchers, and they're like, I mean, and then they go, this is going to happen now. You need to tell people. And I go in there. Notice the left doesn't make fun of that, though, because they know. They know, and they don't like it. Because let me tell you, the Watchers ain't talking to them. They're talking to me. And if you open yourself up to God and stand up against evil, you'll be talking to him. Sorry, I'm going to go to Chase Kaiser with a huge announcement. He has really been slaying it. We'll hold him a little bit in the next hour. I had Steve Kershaw with big, huge COVID news, but there's so much political stuff right now. Well, I'm going to get him on in a few days. Because we got to focus on the big picture here. And that's important, too. And I'm going to hit it. We'll get there. But I've got all this other incredible stuff. And the facade of the ADLs of the Property Law Center is falling. That's huge. I told you that Bloomberg and The Onion want to wear my skin and take my identity because they said it. They came out and announced they're taking over Charlie Kirk's identity. That's what these creatures do. Because they know they don't have a connection to God like we do. They don't have that spark that other people see. And so all they can do is, well, he's dead. Now we can say we're him and misrepresent him. They actually say that here. Now that Charlie Kirk's dead, we're taking over his identity to misrepresent him. That's the Onion. That's the MSNBC censorship czar. Charlie Kirk, not in his own words, we honor the right-wing activists by making up quotes that sound much better given the moment. And then, of course, it's attacks. Charlie Kirk, not in his own words, we honor the right-wing activists by making up quotes that sound much better given the moment. And then their vicious attacks. And they said, that's the plan with me, with our logos, with me. They say, we own his image. No, you don't. And if you saw the stuff we filed in federal court, it's devastating. Proof of all of it. So get ready for that stuff. Because you're going to all get your asses sued off forever. So when you support us, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you aren't just funding this information that's key to the world. You're keeping us in the fight, and the enemy cannot stand it. So before we go to Chase and play this Joe Rogan clip, we have the Last Stand Super Sale. InfoWars could be shut down as soon as next week, today or tomorrow, actually, or even today. That's why we are launching this Last Stand Super Sale to fund the next operation and keep us in the fight in the information war. Buy any supplement at thealexjonesstore.com that's still funding InfoWars. And get another bottle free while supplies last. That's a huge, biggest sell we can do. Plus, get 20% off store-wide. Woo! We've never done a sale. Actually, I'm reading this now. I've been so busy. I didn't look at the sale. This is the biggest sell ever. We've never done a sale this big, but we need your support now more than ever. Plus, some of this stuff's a lost leader. We know when you try the Ultimate Ethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Life Force, the Bovine Colostrum, we've got the best. We have 80%+ reorder rates on this stuff. Nobody's got that, folks. Just try it. You're supporting the broadcast, and then you're going to love it. You're going to be hooked. It's why the drug dealers hand out OxyContin to kids on the school ground because they want to get them addicted. Well, that's poison. This is good. I just am telling you, will you please stick your toe in? The water's warm. This sale could end at any moment, so go now to thealexjonesstore.com, which I don't own, which Bigley owns, and so they're funding InfoWars and the new backup network, everything, so they can't shut that down. Thealexjonesstore.com. And take advantage of this amazing sale while ensuring we will never be taken off the air, even if they shut down this operation. InfoWars is just a name, but the InfoWar goes on. Remember, you are the InfoWar. Plus, download. Now, here's the big announcement. I'm going to make a big announcement in a moment. It's very exciting. In fact, I meant to tell the crew to get screenshots. I've just been so busy. Chase, well, I'll play the Joe Rogan clip. Send them the screenshots on the apps, sites, and everything. Bigley, again, owns the Alex Jones Network, all of it. And they're just out there kicking ass. So Chase is in between Austin and Arkansas with his family up there now. But back and forth, he's just knocking it out of the park. And they launched this incredible app that shot up into the top of the charts in hours after being launched. I haven't looked since last night. Used to we had the number one app, remember, until they banned it. Number one in news. You think they like that? Well, we're back, sweethearts. And ban this app. Watch what happens. You'll get a nice little Justice Department investigation. You're in a different wheelhouse now. You go to AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJones app.com. Boy, the sound of that name. Alex Jones. The Satanists don't like it. It's like high noon to vampires. It's like silver bullets to werewolves. It's like a shower and soap and a sponge to a leftist Antifa's ass. They don't like it. So go now. Already number 8. Wow, that's not good. We got to up those numbers back to number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Number 1. And they're so stupid. I think suing the living hell out of my parents and pushing them to the point of bankruptcy did anything. We've never been closer. My mother says, come home with your shoulder on it, literally. You think suing my family, my wife, you think that did? You think that? Because you think I'm like you, little scumbags. I'm not. App users get special sales, promos, and discounts every day as well. But listen to the show for free, video, audio, all of it at the URL that the globalist and the pedos and the Satanist hate, alexjonesapp.com. But since I said the Rogan thing, we got to cut this into the first 30 minutes. This says it all from Joe Rogan, and InfoWars is a junior to that. And I know you're a maniac just like me. That's why you weren't crushed by the bullies. Now we've turned the tide, but now is the time to press the attack in the info war. Here's Joe Rogan.
It hit just as this viral shot of Joe Rogan was going around. Don Jr. Mm-hmm. tweeted it out on X, and it was from last week. And I'm like, this picture matches, if it had a soundbite that could play underneath it, you know, in like a virtual experience as you walk through the White House, this might be the soundbite from Joe Rogan. Watch.
It's also like, they're like, oh, he's a crazy person. I'm like, yeah, that's the only kind of person that would survive what you try to do to him.
Right.
That's the only kind of guy that gets through. Like, you want a perfect person? A perfect person morally falls apart by the time they've been indicted and they have 34 counts, felony counts. Like, your whole body's just destroyed by the stress of you possibly going to jail for the rest of your life. You have to be a f***ing insane person to ride that out and not look like anything even happened. Then you get shot.
Yeah.
You get up after you got shot, you're f***ing bleeding from your ear, and you go fight. You gotta be a crazy person to get through these. He's a nightmare for anybody that's trying to rig a system. Like, that guy's the nightmare. He's the final boss of fuck you.
There it is, Link.
Yes. Absolutely. No, I feel like that picture perfectly encapsulates the final boss of F you. And I've been calling this the FAFO administration, the F around and find out administration. Because when you look at everybody, these are people you do not want to cross.
Oh, yeah, they got a tiger by the tail because they got all of us by the tail. And we're black, we're brown, we're white, we're old, we're young. Hell, there are a lot of people say, oh, there's a lot of gay and straight people, you name it, that love liberty. I'm a big tent guy. But if you sign on to the leftist New World Order system, you've declared war on humanity. We've accepted the challenge. So, Chase Geyser, you guys are wrecking it. We have multiple news sites ready to go. If InfoWars is shut down, we'll announce those URLs that you and Dave gone to work directly for Begley, which I authorized and loved. You know, it was your idea, their idea. So you can get even more done. I was saying, like, we want you on air as well, but not distracted, you know, constantly with all the stuff going on here. So you guys have really accelerated product development, everything, information warfare operations. Bigley is just so wonderful. I'm so blessed to have them. I know they tried to get me to work with them for years. I was just so focused I wouldn't take any outside sponsors. You convinced me to. They are awesome American patriots in Arkansas, hiring hundreds of patriots and veterans, and they're in Fayetteville absolutely wrecking it. And I will always work with Bigley. And they are just so wonderful. We would not be here without them. And, of course, Trump pardoned the owner, co-owner of it, Nate Hughes, who saved a woman and everything else from the riot police and tried to save a woman they killed. And then he had to be pardoned by Trump. So, I mean, these are real hardcore patriots. These are our people. And so very excited. I love how just every few days you just pop something new on me. So you guys launched the alexjonesapp.com. And boom, it surges up to the top of the charts in less than 24 hours. Tell us about what's happening there, Chase Geyser.
Well, it's one of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had in terms of launching something new. I've seen a couple of things pop really big, Alex, because of your support and your plugs and your just tremendous audience. Methylene Blue was an example of that, and we've got more coming out later on this month. I want to tease it a little bit, but I'm not going to say exactly what it is coming out later this month, but we launched this app yesterday, which is basically a wrapper for the Alex Jones store. But the benefit of it is if you download the app, it's for iOS only. It'll be for Android next week as well. We're launching that version. you download the app, you get 20% off your next purchase immediately. That's stacked on top of the 20% that we're already giving away store-wide right now. So that's one of the incentives to download the app. The second incentive to download the app is you can watch and listen to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars network feed live 24/7 right within the app. So if InfoWars gets shut down and God forbid you get locked out of the studio today or next week, like it seems like could very well happen based on what I listened to in the court hearing yesterday, then this is a place where people will always be able to listen to Alex live and support him. And I'm just very excited about the tremendous amount of support. What was shocking to me, I knew that the app was going to do well, but I didn't realize that it was going to pass NPR, AP, Fox News, BBC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, even Polymarket. I mean, this thing just cycled right through and just started ranking up, and I kept refreshing and it was ranking up and ranking up. It just goes to show how dead the traditional media is, how much love and support that you have, and how they're actually the fake news because they had this illusion of a large audience because there's thousands of different local stations and they're on national television and they're in every airport and every restaurant. There's this illusion of grandiosity, but they actually don't have the audience. I don't even think a fraction of the audience that InfoWars has because of the honest work that you've been doing for over 30 years.
Well, it's not like I just said this last year. 27 years ago, I told people that God literally gave me a vision that InfoWars would detonate the operation that overthrew the first big wave of the globalists. Then there'll be another constituted final wave of the Antichrist. But we were getting people, the message was like John the Baptist, not me, but the whole operation was a John the Baptist operation to prep everybody for the big battle that comes next. And we are the big first wave that triggered the mass wave now. And so my enemies know that. And that's not about me. It's about this family, everything we are. But just imagine, I didn't even know you guys were launching this. And in less than 24 hours, it shoots to globally the eighth largest app on the Apple Store. I mean, we probably should have just put that headline out. Most people would. To me, it's like a side thing. It is actually miraculous. Remember, we used to be number one in news. And that's the thing that really freaked them out. But is this in news number one? I mean, number eight, or is this
in? Yeah, we're number eight in news.
Yeah, that is unprecedented. Well, you know, we were in the top 10 of apps. Like, it was like Google and Apple and Yahoo were ahead of us. That's when they freaked out. When we broke, did you know we got to number 9 globally of all apps when they banned us?
That's insane. I didn't know that.
And it was like a $1,000 little audio, app we'd made. And it took years to get to that point, but it was just a little audio app. And had a little news feed on it that we paid like $1,000 for from a developer, and it went to number 9 in the world.
That's just, I mean, that's incredible. And you know, I've been thinking a lot the last 24 hours since this app launch and this court hearing from yesterday. And when we were exchanging voice memos last night, Alex, the topic of the Alamo came up. And I remember, no pun intended, about the Alamo that, you know, it was not a victory for Texas in that conflict. But it ultimately led to the total victory of Texas over Mexico in the war for Texas independence, right? And so if they come and they shut down InfoWars, it'll be like an Alamo scenario all over again. That's why we're using the line, remember the InfoWar, over and over again. And even in some of the merch that we've come out with, I'm actually wearing the shirt now, but on the back of it, and I sent you guys some B-roll of it too. But it says, it's got the InfoWars flag in front of the Alamo, and it says, remember the InfoWar on it. And so, you know, if they put the locks on the doors, Alex, you're going to become more powerful than they ever could have imagined. And so, like, I feel almost weird saying this, but there's a part of me that wants them to make that mistake so that we can have total victory in the information.
Well, let's just be honest with listeners. I had lawyers and a bunch of people go, hey, let's just give up. This is going to be huge. And I said, no, we don't tell the listeners we're fighting the end and not go 100%. It's wrong. They did all these crimes and stuff to do this. I'm going to push this all the way to the end and leave it all in the field. And now when they do shut it down, it is going to be spectacular, Chase. I mean,
absolutely. I mean, it's just like the famous scene of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you ever imagined. Something like that. It's going to be, they're making a really, really, really big mistake. And I don't know what they think they're going to accomplish with this. But they're not going to get any money and they're not going to silence you. So they're really just, honestly just throwing their own cause away.
Well, they've said on TV all the time that the federal prosecutor guy that runs it all, we want to hurt him as bad as possible. Okay. Well, hey, guess what? You found somebody that it loves pain. If it's for, I mean, I'm not a masochist. I actually don't like pain, except in the service of good, it actually feels good. I don't know how to explain that, but it's like
a badge of honor. Yeah, it's proof that you're doing something.
And the worst people absolutely hating our guts, that means I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, honestly, and people would ask me, you know, why do you support Alex Jones or why are you voting for Donald Trump? And they'd be looking for me to have some specific, you know, issue that you've been right about or some specific policy that Trump advocated. And I would just say, look, I support both these people for the same reason. All the world's supervillains hate them. And that's evidence enough, cause enough for me to want to go full bore behind you. I mean, Alex, even if I didn't agree with what you said, and I agree with 99.9% of what you say, I would still be enthusiastically supportive of you because you have become a martyr for free speech because of these attacks against you. They have turned you into the human personification of what freedom of speech is. And so it doesn't even matter what you say at this point because you are the embodiment of that right. We have to protect you just like we protect all of the other amendments, the Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, you name it. And that's why I'm so enthusiastic about this just incredible sale that we're doing right now. It is shocking. And frankly, when you mentioned the sale yesterday when we were planning for it, it reminded me of how everybody thought you were crazy when you predicted 9/11 before it happened. And you were proven right. Same with the chemicals in the water turned the frogs gay. You're proven right. And this sale, I'm seeing the sale. I'm like, man, that sale is, we're giving away the farm. I'm like wincing, but I think you're going to be proven right again, Alex Jones, with this incredible sale that we're doing right now.
I forgot. I called you guys last night and said it is a sale. Then I read the ad and forgot I did it. That's right. I was just driving the car and said, we should go buy everything. You know, buy one, get one free and an even bigger. And you know, a lot of this loses money. I know when people try the products, that's who I want. I mean, hell, if we had the money, I would send samples out to anybody that signed up. You know, like, in fact, we should come up with little sample packs. Anybody that goes to the website and just asks for a free sample. And then, because we just need to get them to try it. That's all we need to do. And then, folks, the money will go to defeat our enemies legally. And then I want to go at one point 24 hours a day. But I think the first goal is to go from live from 5 a.m. to midnight. I think 19 hours a day is the goal. And I want to have like a, you know, real run for your money, you know, comedy show, fun show, you know, like at 10 o'clock at night for folks as well. I mean, look at Gutfeld, very low budget, but funny people, has more ratings than all the leftist late night shows combined. I guarantee you, we launched the right nighttime show. I mean, you know, literally have juggling monkeys and, you know, fun guests and, but we'll cover some clips, laugh about stuff. People, you know,
we could do dance scenes with syringes.
Absolutely.
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. Take your poison shots. No, none of that. I mean, bring some llamas back in the studio. Maybe some midgets. Have some midget dart throwing.
I like the midgets idea. We represent the InfoWars crew. The InfoWars crew.
Hold on, though. Very exciting. Again, I saw this last night. We were talking while I was driving. You're like, hey, we're like number 12. And I said, wow. And now we're number 9 or number 8. What is it in news?
It's 8, I think, right now. But it changes all the time.
We are number 8. Well, I want to go to number 1 in news. Sorry, Elon, we're on your ass. We're coming. Less than 24 hours. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for
all right, you can watch and listen to this evil, most censored broadcast in the world and share with everybody at alexjonesapp.com. So tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your email list, your text message list, post it on X. Oh my gosh, did you hear? In less than 24 hours, the AJM Live app that was just set up by the great folks at the alexjonesstore.com has the audio and video feeds right there on the front page, surges to number 8 in news. So that is very, very, and a lot of new features are about to be added. I was talking to Chase. This wasn't like some big master plan. They just went and built it and boom, surges to number 8. Hey, let's put it on the App Store. Number 1 is X, and Elon's been pushing to get it to number 1. He just only recently did that. And then here we are in 24 hours, less than 24 hours, almost up there. We're not in competition with anybody like X, but because we're on there as well. But this is amazing. We want to defeat Next Door Neighborhood, Substack, Reddit, Newsbreak, Crime Radar, Citizen Project, right there, the police scanner, radio, and fire. We want to be number 2. We want to leave the number 1 slot to the great Elon out of respect, but it would be ridiculous if a $100 billion company gets defeated by a $1,000 app. But the point is, this is all really a yardstick for freedom. But we were number 1 in news when they banned us in 2018 with that $1,000 app that we built that had been up there for years. It grew slowly over time. And we were in the top 10, like 9, we're 9 in global apps. So it was like Google and Yahoo, and, you know, that's why the CIA and the left came after us. So obviously the left's going to be spamming this, false reports, claiming we're murdering children live on TV on the channel. And even if that gets banned, then it becomes a congressional investigation. Then this all comes out. But they're going to have to ban Rumble, too, because we're on that. There's a real breakout here happening, and I'm noticing people that play clips of me, usually you had to be negative and attack me on YouTube, or they take your clip down. Now, every day, millions and millions of views of the show with people giving commentary to it. So there's a real loosening up here, Chase Geiser.
Yeah. I mean, look, Steve Jobs famously said that only the people crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do, or something to that effect. And we have seen a great awakening really happen. I know it's a cliche. I know you've got a book called The Great Awakening. I know it's a term that's been used for an extended period of time. But people realize that they've been lied to by all the institutions and establishments that that were previously considered credible or trusted. And now the pain of those lies has become painful enough that nobody can ignore it anymore. And so an Alex Jones is more reputable than an Anderson Cooper in the eyes of the masses. It used to be that there was a niche group of people that paid a lot of attention, that liked to focus in and do their own research, and then they would discover that you were more accurate than an Anderson Cooper. But now it's just like abundantly obvious that you're more accurate, not just more accurate, but more popular. So the first stage of it was people realizing that you were more accurate. Now this next stage is happening where people are realizing, oh my God, you're more popular when you have the Don Lemons that are doing their live streams with, you know, 1,000 viewers or something, and they were previously paid millions of dollars to host on what was considered a major network. You realize that this is some empty pinata of trash and that the real substance is outside the mainstream. And I mean, Trump was the first indicator when he got elected in 2016 that people were waking up to needing an outsider to come into the establishment and make changes. And now I think it's happening with information. I mean, we are truly gaining ground in the information war. And I've said it before. We've talked about this before. The information war is never won or lost. We've got a promo that we've run a million times before where it goes through how the information war chronologically was involved in every major human conflict. It shows scenes of Julius Caesar, and it even goes back to the Garden of Eden. I mean, the great deception, the snake in the Garden of Eden was an example of the first you know, battle of the information war. What is true? What is a lie? What is deception? What is real? And that is
exactly
really
come back with that. Let's come in with the history of the info war that you made yourself when we come back, because we had the knowledge of perfection and we're innocent. It wasn't we were dumb. The knowledge of evil is manipulation, deception. That was introduced. That's when the info war began between good and evil. Before there was just good. Now the virus is introduced. Now the fight begins. We'll be right back with Chase Geiser. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war. Unseen, yet all-encompassing. The Infowar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The Infowar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
But for the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the info war is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the info war was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
Geiser's our guest. Very exciting. Again, I was driving home from work at about 7 o'clock last night, and he was sending me audio messages saying, "Hey, the app's like shot up in the top 10. And I'm like, I call him up and he's like, "A new app? Yeah, we wanted to surprise you. It's shot up in the top 10. Number one is X. And if you go to alexjonesapp.com, it takes you right to the link. It's free on the Apple Store. It'll be on Droid in the next few weeks. And that's amazing because we launched it like a $1,000 app many, many years ago, and it took about 5-6 years to get to number one in news and in the top 10 of all apps in the world, which you literally have billion-dollar apps trying to do that, okay, just so you know. So this is very exciting. And they launched it mainly as a discount for the store with an audio feed. A lot of folks want to have audio, not just watch video. It's less bandwidth, streams better. So the audio feed's right there for you. And then you also have the video feed right there, right on the front page of it. Very, very exciting. But alexjonesapp.com. And they'll obviously add a lot of features into that. So the bad guys think they're about to shut us down. I don't own Big League. I don't own alexjonesapp.com. And they're authorized for all of that. So very, very exciting. They've helped us build the backup network that they own in case we do get shut down and we're not in case anymore. Chase listened to the thing yesterday, the court hearing with Judge Lopez. And after 3 years, he said, "Listen, I'm punting to the state court. They can seize it if they want. They already have the receiver. They could be here last night. I asked my lawyers yesterday when they left the court. They said, how soon will they be there? They go, this afternoon. So we're just sitting here. We got a little U-Haul today for the last little things that are mine here. It's a little U-Haul, a few paintings, a piece of furniture, this, that. And so, but to me, it's not even bittersweet. It's just sweet because we never gave up. We never backed down. We didn't pull punches. We went all the way. And also to all the people out there that don't, weren't behind the scenes, weren't here when private security came in without a court order to shut us down and the judge blocked it, or the fake auction with Bloomberg and The Onion. For those of you that weren't here and didn't go through this, and it's kind of like, oh, that guy's always getting shut down. Well, I noticed the latest leftist thing has been nobody ever tried to deplatform Alex Jones. Nobody ever tried to censor him. No, I was just patient zero. My crew was. That's because they're all busy. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel's been censored. Jane Fonda's worried about fascism. Trump didn't censor Jimmy Kimmel. The FCC had made a joke. His own bosses suspended him as a stunt. The point is they're the ones openly censoring everything, openly suing people, openly saying they want us off the air. And then they're like, oh, no, you're not really being censored. So wait. So we've not been censored because that's hurting you, but now you're celebrating with the Democrat lawyers going, he's in his last gasp. He'll soon be off air. We refused money. We only want him off the air, which is all true. Then what? Again, they're not being logical here. But I wasn't going to do a false flag and pull punches and, just let them shut us down. We have been 100% as hardcore as we can, burning the midnight oil to save the website, because they're going to harass me, with it, claiming all this stuff. It's okay, though. But I can tell you, this app thing that was not even coordinated is a real bellwether of this. We want everybody to go download it right now, alexjonesapp.com. We want to push it to number one, Chase. I mean, you pushed it to number eight. It was already like at my number 10 or something last night without any promotion. I mean, what the hell happened here? We have any idea?
We sent out emails and text messages to our list that we built at the Alex Jones store. So we did a little bit of our own thing, but it was pretty much after all the broadcasts were done that we really launched it publicly. So that was organic. Plus, just our pushes, but we're actually number six now, Alex. Since we talked about it in the last segment, we've gone from eight to number six. We are still climbing the ranks. I mean, this is just, this is incredible. And look, what you were saying,
people don't understand,
really,
we'll get hundreds of millions of people a day already where we're at. So I just love how in the same, that's how God works. Cause this is what you guys didn't tell me what you were doing. I think you mentioned months ago, hey, we're working on an app. But the point is that the very day that the judge literally Pontius Pilate and said, okay, you want him, you got him, and washed his hands, it literally this thing comes out and just explodes. Now, can we pull up the app store? Number six. Let's hit refresh on that. Go ahead. No, Chase, yeah, we're listening to it.
Sure. Well, I was just going to say what you're talking about with them, claiming that you're not censored and all this stuff and just the attacks on you. You remind me this story at InfoWars, and I think people will remember this 100 years from now. One of my favorite movies of all time, Alex, I'm sure you've seen it. I've shown the clip a million times when I posted on InfoWars, is Cool Hand Luke. And there's a famous scene in Cool Hand Luke where he's fighting a bigger guy in the jail yard, and the bigger guy's obviously winning the fight. But just by virtue of Paul Newman's character repeatedly just getting back up, eventually everybody in the jail yard walks away, and the guy that's fighting against him just stops pummeling him. And all who's left, the only person left standing in the yard is Cool Hand Luke. So he's lost the fight in strength in terms of he couldn't win and defeat the other guy and knock the other guy out. But just by not giving up, he wound up being the one who won the fight. It's a famous scene. This is what's happened with InfoWars. The establishment, the big bullies, the millions of dollars even funded by the federal government have come after you as the bigger guy in the jail yard, and they've been knocking you down and knocking you down and knocking you down, but you just refused to stay down. And that's really a lesson, I think, for every American. I think it's really part of our ethos, our zeitgeist, our culture fundamentally.
Well, that's what the whole movie's about. It just keeps repeating that till they finally have to kill him, all just because he was popular, all because the establishment didn't like somebody that was popular.
100%. And so I see you as a Cool Hand Luke figure. Sometimes nothing can be a real cool hand, Alex. So they bankrupt you, $1.2 billion judgment. You've got nothing. You've got no money, but that nothing is a real cool hand the way that we're playing it.
I agree. I mean, I'm not saying it's been a fun ride, but it just gets better and better. That's how it works when you persevere. But it's not me. It's the listeners backing us. It's this whole community. Yeah. I'm just a focal point. If we can, let's play part of that fight scene from Cool Hand Luke, and then I want to get into some other news with Chase Kaiser. But, wow, the app now going to number 6. And for some reason, our app store is not refreshing, so maybe during this clip, if you can screenshot it, Chase, and send it to Scott or Dario. I want to put that on screen. Thanks. Here's Cool Hand Luke. Great movie, by the way. First 5 years of our Revolutionary War, George Washington lost every battle, but we persevered and we won the last year. That's what it's all about.
Maybe the bosses will stop it before he kills you.
I don't want to frighten him.
Stay down, Luke.
Stay down, Luke. He's gonna kill you.
Stay down.
Somebody ought to stop this thing.
Now his enemies, his best buddy in the movie. And that's how it works. Because sometimes not giving up is how you really win the people. And so if they think they're bullying the American people, the Hakeem Jeffries, threatening to put us all in prison, we already know that, buddy. That's what we're fighting you. So when they threaten me, we're the mafia. We're going to get you. Oh, really? I didn't know that. You're just minions. I already turned your bosses down for $15 million a year to me personally to sell out. And it was easy to say no. You don't think I don't know? You don't think I don't know? A lot of my family did the hanging for this government. They woke up to it and fought it. We do the hanging, not you. You'll find out. I'm going to hang those that need hanging, though. All right, great point, Chase. I didn't mean to play that long scene, but it's a great scene. So, yeah, I mean, this is amazing. I think you've sent on the screenshot. We put it on screen now. Number 6 now in all global news. We're coming up quick in the last 45 minutes you've been on to Elon and X. And it took Elon years pushing it to get to number 1. We're not in competition with Elon. We love Elon. But this is amazing.
I'm just overwhelmed and, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, but I am shocked. You know, it's like when you see the deep state do something terrible. You're not surprised because it's what they would do, but it's still shocking and exciting. It's just awesome to see this level of support. But, you know, just downloading the app and doing nothing is not enough. I mean, we have to all be all in. You were talking a little bit about my move up here to Bigley, in the first segment before you introduced me on. Look, my whole mission has always been to help you win the information war. And, you know, it just became clear that the best way that I could help, you know, just put my ego aside, not try to be on air and provide air support from Arkansas. And this type of stuff is what I had intended to do coming up here. And I'm just 100% all in on Alex Jones and the information war.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, you were up here up to 18 hours a day. We would catch you sleeping in the office doing AI, doing the ads, doing the shows. And I said, Chase, I asked you to do a show, but not kill yourself. You can't do both. And you said, fine. Austin's communist, which I actually, we want to get out of here too, which, and it's a great, and I totally backed it. You're back and forth doing a great job. How's the wife and kids like Arkansas? Great people, huh?
It's amazing. I mean, it's just, I forgot that small towns existed because I've lived in cities for the entirety of my adult life. When I was at 18, I moved to Nashville and then I lived in Orange County and then I lived here in Austin. And this town is exactly like the town I grew up in. I had forgotten that it's almost like the Shire, Alex. You know, at the end of Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King, when they go back to the Shire and it's just how they left it at the beginning of the whole trilogy. And it's like nobody there really knew that there was some massive existential war going on because they were so shielded from it. I go to these small towns. I'm thinking to myself, these people, they're living in such peace that they don't even understand the extent to which the war between good and evil and the information war is happening.
Well, that's one reason I told family and crew I don't want to abandon Austin because my family literally founded it when it was Waterloo. We raised Colonel Travis and all the rest of it, son, is that it's almost good to be in the center of evil because you've got your eye on it. You realize how real it is. But at the same time with children, it's not right to even, I have an 8-year-old now and I'm just like, my other children did great still being here, but they'd have done better if we weren't here. I mean, it's dangerous.
It's tough. I'm sick of feeling like I have to carry a firearm if I take my kids to the park, like you feel like in Austin, Texas. And, you know, I'm not knocking cities or anything. There's a lot of beautiful things about Austin and there's a lot of good reasons to live in big cities, but I definitely feel the relief of having thrown the ring into the Mount Doom. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Big picture here. What's your assessment of the Trump administration? I got some big news. If you want to ride shotgun with us, I got a lot of work to do, but I want to get into the onion. And it's not about us. I'm literally saying they want to wear our skin. They say they want to wear our skin. They want to take us over. That they say they're about to get it. That's who's behind it, Bloomberg. They literally say we're going to wear Charlie Kirk's skin. That's coming up. I've got a clip after the break. But big picture, I don't get how people are blackpilled about Trump. He is wrecking it. And if they expect some perfection, well, there's an argument about what is perfection. That's a whole other debate. No, I mean, overall, I'm extremely pleased. Trump is overperforming what I thought he could get done.
Yeah, I am definitely very glad that I voted for Donald Trump. I mean, just by virtue of the fact that he pardoned or commuted the sentence of all the J6ers alone is enough of a reason
RFK
to justify
voting. Jr.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And look, Trump said, make America great again. He didn't say, make America perfect again. And I think it's unreasonable for us. I think it's one of the fallacies that we in America commit as a people. We're such a Christian nation in terms of the cultural influence that we expect all of our leaders to be Christ-like. And that's just an unreasonable expectation.
Has anybody read the Bible? Most of the time when God rose up a king or something, or even a prophet, they were usually wild men and had all sorts of problems.
Absolutely. And so I would say he's not doing a perfect job, but he's doing a great job. And that's good enough for me.
Yeah. I want to get to these clips with you, but I'm going to give you the floor right now until we go to break in 5 minutes. War game this. The left, I bet they've already done it. They're going to freak out. I bet by the end of today, I bet we're at number 4. And if they don't take us down in a week, I bet we're number 2 in global news apps behind X. 7. I predict that next Thursday, actually, if they shut us down today or tomorrow, I think we go to number 2 that day. That'll supercharge it. We might go to number 1, folks. I'm not kidding. Think about, because people see it as a vote. Oh, this is the guy they don't want you to hear. Not just me, it's the other host. This is so exciting. And then if they do take it
down. It's the most honest poll anyone's ever seen. our ranking.
Well, you got the floor. We got a break. Speak to it.
Yeah. So look, I knew the app was going to be successful. I didn't know how successful it was going to be. Obviously, it's an incredible app because it gives you access to additional discounts and you can watch Alex live no matter what happens to InfoWars. We're always going to embed whatever the updated feed is. That's number one. But that's really, honestly, the number one reason to get the app is to participate in the poll to show that InfoWars, Alex Jones, and the truth outranks the lies and the deception that we've experienced over the course of the last 10 years heavily, but of course, you know, the last 50 years. And so I'm just overwhelmed and glad. If you've already downloaded the app, please share it with people who, you know, have iPhones. Like I said, we're going to launch the Android app next week. This is the best way for Alex to be able to communicate with you no matter what, because when we send emails out, we have to pay to send emails out. When we send text messages out to our text subscribers, we have to pay to text our list. But when you download the app, we can send push notifications and we won't spam you. We're not going to do more than two a day unless there's like really special news or breaking things going on. We can send push notifications for free to everybody who's downloaded the app. So if there's a major update with the court stuff, you can get a push notification from the app. If there's a major breaking news story happening and Alex is covering it live, either on schedule or off schedule, you can get it there. If there's a major deal that we're launching, or if there's just, you know, 5 hours left of a major deal that's about ready to expire, you'll learn about it there. And like I said, it's not a spam thing. This is about keeping Alex on the air. It's not about selling supplements or selling apparel. Alex is not on the air to sell merch and supplements. He sells merch and supplements so he can be on the air. People think that he's just like doing this in order to sell as much colostrum as possible, like as if selling colostrum is Alex Jones's passion and he's willing to do anything he possibly can to make sure that you have baby milk. It's just asinine. The reason that we sell these products is because they're incredible for your mind. They're incredible for your body. And primarily because by selling them, we keep Alex Jones and the truth and this network on the air. So that is the number one reason we do this. We don't sell you any fraudulent, cheap snake oil stuff. We don't sell you bad merch because we want you to come back and buy again. And we understand it's just common sense that if you sell something that's BS, people aren't going to buy it anymore. I mean, CNN sold people for years on BS after BS after BS from the invasion of Iraq all the way through COVID. And people just aren't buying it anymore. And that's why they're collapsing around just constantly. You witness it right now. They're just collapsing right before your eyes. The Don Lemon's gone and then the Stelter's gone and then he's kind of back, but not really back. And just like, you name it. All these people, all these pundits that were so secure and so famous over year after year after year, constantly bashing Alex Jones, none of them outlasted Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the one who's still on the air, not Joy Reid, not Don Lemon, not Stelter. That's what's happening right now. And so please go to alexjonesapp.com. It'll automatically redirect you to the app on the store because it's a pain in the ass to search for it and find it because the keywords haven't propagated yet because it's a brand new app. Go to alexjonesapp.com, download the app, share it with all your friends. This is the best way to ensure that we can always keep Alex on the air and to show your support. So, folks, I know we're coming up on a break and a minute 22, and I didn't come on today because I wanted to represent Big Lee and, you know, just plug the hell out of the app or the incredible sale that's going on. Frankly, I just come on to support Alex Jones, and I want him to be able to cover the news and analyze the news as much as possible forever. I want him to always be on the air in some capacity. And when we saw the court hearing results yesterday, my heart was sinking to my stomach listening to it live. I'm not going to quote anything that was said or what happened because I don't want to make a mistake and get it wrong. But I realized then that something major and pivotal needed to happen in order to ensure that Alex Jones can always be on the air. Whether they shut down InfoWars, we're still in the information war, and it'll be an Alamo moment. Just like they said, remember the Alamo. I want you to remember the InfoWar. And the best way to do that is to go to alexjonesapp.com, download the app, which is a wrapper for our store. You get 20% off. Right now, we're offering store-wide discounts of 20% off, plus buy one, get one while supplies last for all of our supplements. An unprecedented sale, the likes of which I've never seen before.
And by the way, none of this was planned. You were already planned. We didn't know any of this would happen. But God knows how important this is. So it all lined up perfectly that they would announce the shutdown of InfoWars and this app would shoot up to number one. Watch.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah!
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down.
Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and fought and died deep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning.
All right, very, very excited. exciting. I mean, look, folks, I don't hype things up. I don't need to. Reality is so sensational. Life is fiery with its beauty. And it's also, it's ugliness and calamity. It's all a paradox. But Tab Bigley, our great sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network backup system, that's also been the main funder of InfoWars in the last year with all the attacks and put up with so many attacks themselves because of it. To have them create an app that they mentioned like a month ago, oh, we got an app coming out for the show. They can listen to the show and get discounts in the store. Oh, great. They have it planned, launched yesterday. I forget about it. The same day the judge green lights us being closed. And so they got the receiver set. I don't know, come today, tomorrow, next week. I mean, I don't know. My lawyers this morning, you know, been calling the receiver, trying to get him to call. Okay, are you coming? Are you on, you know, and I don't want the media spinning it too. We're not going to fight the sheriff's department. No, we get a judge's order and they come. Even though, you know, the judge is a fraud and all that stuff, we exposed it to her face. You know, we're not vigilantes here. We're just going to keep exposing you and sue the living snot out of all of you. I mean, you got your ass, so don't worry. You want to fight, you got one. Politically, nonviolently, lovingly. But to have the app number one in News is X, AJN Live, just since you came on an hour ago, has surged from 8 to 6. It was like 9 or 10 last night. This is amazing. Everybody, even if you aren't on Apple, which is the biggest app store in the world, it goes out on Android next week. You want to go to alexjonesapp.com. That's the link to find it, because like Chase said, less than 24 hours, it hasn't propagated. I was searching on the App Store, can't find it. You can't even search it yet because it's so new, and it's already at number 6 in the world. I don't think it's ever happened before. This is crazy. So send out on your email, your text messages, word of mouth, say, hey, Alex Jones is censored. Get the free app right now, alexjonesapp.com. And it's a really nice app. You can see the live and watch and listen. They're going to add a lot more. Obviously, they got new sites they're building. We'll have that incorporated. Those sites are built, so it'll be a new site as well. That's ready to go. I mean, if they think shutting this operation down, this is like a snake shedding its skin. And, or the, you know, the movie Alien, where, you know, like it's a little bitty alien and it sheds its skin and now it's about 8 feet tall. It's like, just keep laughing. I can assure you that even if they kill me, it'll just be the Charlie Kirk effect, which I'm not a martyr. I don't want to die. But if I need to die, if somebody kills me, I have no fear. Like, my security folks are like, why are you doing a live feed for 2 hours from the Washington Monument with no security? Why'd you not take security to D.C.? And I just said, you know, Charlie just got killed. This is like 3 weeks ago. And I said, it's not a stunt. I'm up here to talk to, you know, Ed Martin, the DOJ. I'm just going to go alone, except with a camera guy. And I just feel like this is what I need to do. It's about letting the enemy know that I got skin in the game, baby. It's like you have security and you don't take it. Yeah, that's right. It's like Yoda tells Luke Skywalker when he puts his gun belt on and his lightsaber to go into the dark side of the woods. He says, your weapons, you will not need them, because only what you take with you is what you're going to have in there. Just like Charlie Kirk, no weapons, no nothing. He's there. It's like, it's on record. The movie's accurate with Malcolm X. Except it was even more intense. They come up with shotguns and kind of pause for a minute, and Malcolm X just goes. And I'm not looking to get killed, but if I get killed, don't. Oh, Jones is a loser. He got it. No. I was right where I wanted to be, ready to lay down my life. You know, the golden rule, they say, is do unto others as you do unto you. But actually what Christ said is, laying down your life for others is the most important thing you can do. And look, I'm not looking for it, but I ain't running from it. And it's better than dying at 80 with a bunch of tubes in me and some damn hospital and, you know, crapping all over myself. If I can die like a Viking with a sword in my hand, I'm ready. Again, I don't want it, but I'll do it. You understand? It's a thing of, it's up to God. God has my expiration date. God will decide how long I'm on the field. When I pray, I don't go, God, please give me this. Please give me that. Please, can I have this? Can I have that? I've never, my whole life, I said, God, what should I do? Help me. And I have selfishly only a few times prayed to God, and every time I've been given it. It's wild. In fact, it's so awesome, though, that it's like, I want to pray for stuff and ask for stuff, but I've seen it always happen. And I'm just like, should I even ask for this? Because it's so awesome. But that's why I get it, is because I don't take this lightly. I don't disrespect God. I fear God. Not because God doesn't love me. It's the awesomeness of being in God's presence. So Chase, I wanted to hit this because we talked about it, and the crew pointed it out to me yesterday. They tried, and I was busy and didn't listen to them because I had too much stuff on my plate. And I'm like, Ben Collins, the censorship czar that would go out, the equivalent of Brian Stelter at CNN, would go out and harass sponsors, harass people, get them banned. He works for Bloomberg now in the Everytown Gun Control Group. They had the fake auction. They admitted it all. And he recently went on a podcast 3 weeks ago and said, if I was God, I want InfoWars. Well, of course you do, but you don't get InfoWars getting a URL, you dumbass. You're not these hundreds of millions of people. You're not the history. You're not the guest. You're not the information. Again, it shows their one-dimensional thinking. It's going to be actually extravaganza if they get it, which we fought them, but they start saying they're us. And the crew's like, no, they've announced, they showed the article. It's worse than just a screenshot. They're now going to say they're Charlie Kirk and misrepresent him and wear his skin. So they just want to kill a platform for me to misrepresent and say they are. They're literally doing this, and then you go into the sickening things they say and do in his name. Remember, in fact, it was a compilation I sent you Monday. We never played it, guys. See if you can find it. He's like, black people are great pilots and great doctors. We just don't have enough going and applying. You need a bigger pool to get the best, just like with white people. You have a huge pool of white people trying to be pilots, and their families tell them how to do it. They go join the military to get the flight school training. It takes an average 7 years till you can even fly a small passenger plane with people in it. And then they're lowering standards. Well, we need black people. Okay, well, you've done one-tenth of training, but we need you here. Crash the plane. It's like giving a 12-year-old the keys of the car and saying, drive to the store and, you know, bring me, you know, a six-pack of beer. So he didn't ever say black women are stupid and can't fly airplanes. You watch the clip, he goes, of course black women are great pilots. We need a bigger pool of them and recruit and get them in because we can't just take the ones that can't fly. I mean, I would be a good pilot. I'd try those flight simulators. I'd kill myself every time. And you watch the clips or everything, and you see him. He says Stone's gays. Never said it. He says this. It's lies. But that's wearing the skin of somebody. And that's what they say as a microcosm who wants to take this over, the Onion, that, oh, we're going to misrepresent Charlie Kirk. They literally say here, we're going to say we're him. This is their model. To then go say horrible things and hope stupid people read it and don't know, on the website, InfoWars.com, with our logo, they say, and my face. And they think the courts are so rigged. Cut and dry, that's illegal. Cut and dry, we're going to sue them over that, but not if you're not backing us. So this is a war, people. That's why it's so important. So the crew's like, yeah, he said he's going to wear your skin on TV. He's now saying he's going to wear Charlie Kirk's skin. So here's a short compilation of this monster, Ben Collins, and then we'll get Chase Geiser's take on that and the huge ADL developments.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process.
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about that.
But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation. Obviously, that is not something that he's going to do in this situation.
So you're confident this is going to go through?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
She says, if you're God for a day, we probably put the full quote in there, what would you vanquish from the earth? I would really love to control InfoWars. And he flies off on a broom. So, and then literally they're here saying, our new model is to misrepresent people, not just me. Now they want to defame and slander Charlie Kirk on our website. Oh, we're going to do big fundraisers on that. You know TPUSA is going to come in. Woo, we're going to be talking to Erica. Kirk, you little rat. They have no idea, Chase.
There's, you know, a very famous book, Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. And I don't want to be cliche bringing up that book, but I actually read it. It's almost impossible to read. It's 1,200 pages. I haven't had time to read a book like that since I was in high school, and that's when I read it. And there's a famous scene in that book, and every movie interpretation or TV series interpretation of the book is just totally bastardized. It's almost like it's a conspiracy to try to make the philosophy behind it look bad. But in that book, the government's seizing all of these industries in the name of national security and equity and all this stuff, kind of like what we're seeing now. And they seize one of the main characters' oil fields that he had. He was like an oil mogul. And he burned the fields, and he put up a sign that said, if you want it, you can have it. Here's how I found it. And that's kind of the way I feel about this InfoWars thing. I mean, if they succeed in seizing InfoWars, Atlas Shrugged style, there will be nothing of value there except a sign that says, all right, if you want it, you can have it. Here's how I found it. No audience, no listeners, no products, no infrastructures. It started on All Access TV, which is, you know, spontaneous broadcast into a cheap SM58 microphone with a lousy green screen in the background. And you built an audience from 1 to 7 to 100 to 1,000 to 100,000 to 10 million over 30 years. If Ben Collins wants InfoWars, he'll get it. I mean, he can have it, but he's going to have it the way you found it, Alex. And he's going to have to build something. It's just not going to work. I know what it's like to try to launch something or try to make something funny or a meme. And we know what it's like to launch products that don't do as well as other products or as we expected because we loved them. And he has no idea what the hell he's doing. So if he wants it, fine. But, you know.
Well, there's longer clips. He says, we're going to misrepresent Alex Jones. We own his name. They put in court. We own his name. The federal judge said no. They literally said the 13th Amendment to slavery, indentured servitude, doesn't apply. And they said no, it doesn't apply to Alex Jones. So I mean, it's lawsuit. They guarantee.
When you have to bring up whether or not the 13th Amendment applies to your filing, that's like the biggest red flag. Look, it's not slavery. They'll be very well taken care of. Like, what?
Well, he says, if Alex is just nice and let us take his identity, this will all stop. So he says, you saw the logo, me on the site when they took it over for days. They're going to say it's me and then attack Charlie Kirk now. I mean, he says right here, our new operation, Charlie Kirk, not in his own words, in our words, but they're going to put out fake quotes and then not tell you that, but have a little tiny thing at the bottom of the page saying it's satire. That's all they've got is who can we fool? Who can we deceive? And so literally that is this guy's model who is a Bloomberg front guy. So this is all Michael Bloomberg, folks. There should be a DOJ investigation of Bloomberg, his charities, the gun control groups, all of them. Actually already is. But I mean, this is all they can do though, Chase. Meanwhile, I can go to work for anybody and the app goes to, you know, top 10 in a day. Let me just give a little newsflash. I can fly on an airplane to Rumble right now, full studio, full crew, boom, full backing, like that, okay? I can go to Bigley. They already built studios up there in Arkansas tomorrow. We already have a backup studio I don't own, Bigley Finance. And there's a bigger one, broke ground. They're finishing it right now. A whole new multiple buildings, 45-foot ceilings that I don't own, and now they're going to finish the inside. I mean, it's like you're, and I don't own any of it, and nothing. I'm the news director, though. So I want to explain to them bases and bases and bases and bases and bases. And we know it's going to be great. They're going to attack the backup studio first. Huge news. Then censors. And then there's already all these other bases built. It is hilarious. While they claim that we're censoring Jimmy Kimmel when no one did. It's absolutely pathetic.
Well, you've been such a pain in their butt that it's no wonder they're retarded because they've obviously just had to pump Tylenol after Tylenol after Tylenol. I mean, look, I see the Ben Collinses and stuff and I don't like to be obtuse or crass, but really the most accurate way I can describe people like that is gay and retarded. They're fake and gay. They're gay and retarded. It's just not going to work. So whatever, man, who cares if they hijack your identity? I mean, they've been doing that for 10 years and it's only made a martyr after you. Honestly, a lot of the support that we have at InfoWars, I think is because everybody appreciates the fact that the world's supervillains have been attacking you so relentlessly. So every time the tighter they squeeze, Alex, the more star systems slip between their fingers. And Ben Collins just doesn't have the wisdom to understand that he should be loosening up his grip a little bit.
And speaking of that, we have the Obi-Wan Kenobi Darth Vader fight reimagined from like 5 years ago. Very powerful. this is the archetype of Charlie Kirk, Trump. All of us are Obi-Wan Kenobi at this moment. But I wanted to talk about this, and I'll get more into it after you leave. We got some other big guests coming up. But the ADL paints anybody that's pro-America as anti-Semitic and then gets them censored along the Southern Poverty Law Center. And people aren't even talking about Jews, and they make it about that, that helped generate all this attacking for decades and decades, talk show hosts, authors, you name it, criticizing Agenda 21 or transgenderism. Here comes the ADL saying you're anti-Semitic. Some people were manipulated by reverse psychology and actually became anti-Semitic because they're like, why is this Jewish group doing this? And I had Ezra Levant on explaining that, you know, as a prominent, really smart, great Jewish guy. They've confronted his reporters, actually have confronted him over that, confronted the head of the ADL. But Patel today, an official FBI statement said, because the ADL listed Charlie Kirk as a terror group and as white supremacy, you know, evil, the FBI is breaking ties. The FBI is brainwashing. The FBI is political stuff is run by two groups, the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And when I saw this morning, I went, oh, I'm going to go on air and go out to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're just as bad. It was already happening by the time I looked it up. So Patel announces FBI cutting ties with ADL and TPUSA listed as extremist hate group. And they got the FBI letter right there. Then Southern Poverty Law Center under fire after Charlie Kirk assassination. They were calling him the same thing. Absolute pigs. Totally disgusting. Turning Point USA, a case study in the hard right. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of these groups, we had the Southern Poverty Law Center. We had a former employee that quit. He wanted to go work for, ACL and all the shows. He'd been there a few years. Nice guy. And he left and asked for his job back. Turned out he worked for the Southern Poverty Law Center, was here a year, hacked the computers, hacked the cameras in the building, could never catch anything. And then they gave that to the Southern Poverty Law Center, who also leaked my phone, and all the rest of it, and people just laughed at him. But the best they had was me at like midnight up here with my shirt off, with nobody's here, smoking a cigarette, and with a vodka bottle in my hand. Yeah, okay, great. I mean, yeah, have I ever covered any of that up, folks? I mean, you heard everything about me. I mean, I killed my children. I murdered my children. I've murdered my children. And I'm not proud of it. I have repented. I haven't killed a child since I was 18. God literally knocked me down like Saul of Tarsus and literally gave me nightmares and said, you better get your ass together. I did. Then 5-6 years later, literally came to me with a commission of my mission. People, the left's like, he's a hypocrite. He admits he's in abortions. No, I was wrong. That being a murderer admits you're wrong. I was lied to. I didn't know what I was doing. The point is, you think I'm this goody two shoes. I'm like some super fake Baptist, you know, that's doing all this stuff. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, involved in stuff. No, I'm who I am. I say I am. I tell you the worst things about me because I want you to know my soul. I bear it all. People say, why do you say that there? Because it's what God tells me to do. But the point is that all their efforts going down in flames, absolute spectacular flames, and now you have the FBI, local law enforcement, all do it as well, decoupling from the ADL. This is the fall of the leftist ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center brainwashing. This is seismic. Great job, Cash Patel. Next needs to be the Southern Poverty Law Center. What do you say, Chase Geiser?
Yeah, I 100% agree. Look, the basic strategy of the ADL has been for years now to weaponize American aversion to anti-Semitism for the sake of doing political hit campaigns on individuals, organizations, or institutions that are considered a threat in any way, shape, or form to Israel's national security interests, I guess, or Israel's interests. And people are sick of seeing identity politics being weaponized. Obviously, the reason that calling someone an anti-Semite in the United States of America has been so effective is because Americans hate anti-Semitism. We hated the Nazis. We fought the Nazis. My grandfather, I've got pictures of him, was in a war against the Nazis in World War II. And they understand that culturally speaking, we don't like Nazi stuff here in the United States of America. So if you call someone or effectively do a campaign or label someone as anti-Semitic, then 90% of people, 95, 99% of people in the United States of America are going to hate that person if they believe the big lie that that person's anti-Semitic. They've weaponized it too much though. They've laid down their cards. They've played their hand and it doesn't work anymore because like CNN, MSNBC, about all these other narratives, they just lied about it too much. Obviously, TPUSA was not anti-Israel. Obviously, Charlie Kirk was not anti-Israel. He had some very reasonable concerns about our relationship with Israel and the Israeli government. But this is somebody who was
fundamentally, theologically, very supportive of.
He was for the Jewish people, the existence of Israel. He wasn't going to be Netanyahu's lapdog.
Exactly. And so the irony of it is, by lying so much about who's anti-Semitic as a Jewish organization, it's actually created more anti-Semitic people because they see all the BS coming from the ADL and they think, oh, it's the Jews again.
That is the business model. That's my point is, folks, this is on purpose. That's what I've tried to explain to people forever. They want to make this the only issue out there. Cover Israel when they're bad, but it is not the only issue. And it's now reached a hysteria, and you know the ADL's getting record money, but Netanyahu's doing better than ever at the expense of everybody else, including the Jews.
100%. And they understand that the more anti-Semitism is perceived to be a problem in the United States of America, the more support Israel gets by our leaders and by an uninformed base.
And we saw Musk at 2 a.m., like, you know, never sleeping, saying, oh, Patel's considering. No, Patel has officially broke ties with the ADL and said that they're a lying organization showing dissension. This is seismic to have the FBI do it. I mean, because literally, folks, you don't know, they do ADL wards, all the cities, fire departments, police, the schools, they brainwash, they literally teach, the OK symbol is, you know, Hitler. I mean, it is retarded. And Greenblatt and all of them are disgusting people that are pro-Islamic invasion, you know, all of it. I mean, these people are absolutely wearing the skin of the Jews, and the ADL has stolen the identity of the Jewish people. They need to repudiate this organization. And it's an anti-Trump organization. Trump is totally pro-Israel. And remember, this is the ADL when they thought Trump was down 4 or 5 years ago calling him that. It's horse crap. He's got Jewish grandchildren, people. It's just, but you've got to reject this mafia. The ADL was set up by the Jewish mafia so they could commit crimes 100 plus years ago. Same year Federal Reserve got up. And that's all it is a PR firm so that Jewish mafia can commit crimes and hide behind that. I don't care if you're Italian mafia, WASP mafia, Russian mafia, Chinese mafia, Japanese mafia, Mexican mafia. You're the mafia. We're going to oppose you. God, I'm going to give the Mexican mafia another bill. Imagine if the Italians had created an ADL. I mean, this is exactly what this is, Chase. Hey, in closing, we have the biggest sale ever, literally. Stand with us, the last stand sale, 20% off store-wide on top of buy one, get one free. Download the app, watch the show, share it at alexjonesapp.com. Get additional 20% off. Those are major loss leaders if you have the app on top of it. It's already the best deal ever without it. Go now, check it out, try the Methylene Blue. You will be hooked. You've heard the rave reviews. Chase, closing comments.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on today. It's always an honor, a pleasure to be with you. And I just appreciate the opportunity to be fighting in the information war as air support here from Arkansas. The crew downstairs, there's about 50 or 60 people working really hard to fulfill orders. This is the most insane deal I have ever seen in my entire life. And it's just crazy enough that it just might work, but it requires everybody showing as much support as they can, either by going to the alexjonesstore.com directly and experiencing the 20% off site-wide and the buy one, get one on all the supplements while supplies last, or download the app at alexjonesapp.com and get the store-wide 20% off plus the additional 20% off with the promo code that's in the menu of the app.
It will work because we have 80% reorders on the supplements. They're so good. So new people will finally get the supplements, and now they'll be hooked. It will win. Great job, Chase. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theolivestore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexShowStore.com.
All right.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Michael Bloomberg's Onion has announced a plan to shut down InfoWars the next week as a federal judge and state judge greenlit it. They've also announced a plan to wear Charlie Kirk's skin. I covered it last hour. They said they will misrepresent him and now take his identity on InfoWars as if he's an AI broadcaster. Incredible. Lawsuit City. Get ready. I'm sure Erica's coming after you. But first, here's a little clip of Obi-Wan Kenobi Darth Vader reimagined that is the archetype of Charlie Kirk and all of us rising like the phoenix.
Our long-awaited meeting has come at last.
The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil does.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Then I will show you the true nature of the Force.
C-3PO, you copy?
Yes, sir.
Are you safe?
For the moment.
We're in the main hangar across from the ship.
Nice, come on.
It's them. Where
you going? Certainly has courage.
Good will it do us if he gets himself killed. Come on.
Just leave this party? What kept you?
We are running some old friends.
Is the ship all right? Seems okay if we can get to it. Just hope the old man got the tractor beam out of commission. How's the kids go?
Come on, R2. We're going.
Ben?
years, the next generation is launched and your defeat is secure.
Run. Good movie.
And the new Alex Jones Network is launched. We'll be right back with Emerald Robinson, massive DOJ breaking news. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
You know, God really spoils me. I've seen a lot of other patriots throughout history that had to fight tyranny, couldn't even see evil defeated in their lifetime. But in my life, and I've told the crew this and they've seen this, right when the enemy crushes us, instantly giant doors open and we have massive success. As long as we're true and don't back down and tell the truth and don't put God first. God is everything. So finally, the federal judge in Texas, because they brought all these fake deals and never did a real bankruptcy and didn't want money, he said, fine, I'm kicking out the state court. The state court's already ruled. They already have the receivership. Anytime they execute it and send in the Travis County Sheriff's Department, that's their job. They're great people. They're going to come shut us down. Could be today. Could be tomorrow. And we've survived so much. People are like, oh, yeah, right. There's nothing else we can do now. It's okay. We have the Alex Jones Network and the app that I'd forgotten they were launching. Our sponsor, Bigly, alexjonesapp.com, was launched yesterday at like 1 o'clock. They didn't tell me the afternoon. So it's been 24 hours now. Race to number 6. It was number 8 this morning. X is number 1. Now, we were number 1 news app when they banned us in 2018 off of there. And if Apple bans us, it just becomes a bigger fiasco. As long as we don't give up, we win. But this isn't about me. It's about the platform and the guest and the crew and the films and everything we've done for 30-plus years. And it's about the people voting. This is the purest, as Chase Geiser said last hour, poll ever that you have. I mean, it's got to be. I haven't checked the numbers. I mean, it's to be number 6, it's got to be millions of downloads already. And we just started promoting it. I only learned about it last night. Had so much going on, didn't really think about it. But this is just an example of how popular freedom is. Now, other dramatic things have happened today. But I saw the great Emerald Robinson, what a wonderful reporter, independent journalist, former White House correspondent, Newsmax OAN. He's the host of Absolute Truth, Emerald Robinson, Absolute with E, Real Lindell TV, Emerald.TV, at Emerald Robinson on X. She had Trump's longest-serving lawyer. Would be Roy Cohn, but he died decades ago. But he just backed in his lawyer, too. This is a very close confidant of President Trump, Peter Ticton. And he came on and said what everybody else is telling me, that it's Todd Blanche. Now, I was not told that by Ed Martin, who's investigating the deep state stuff against us. It's been in the news now. Ed's like, oh, I'm not going to. I said, hey, is Blanche the problem? He's like, he's a great guy. By the way, I met with him like 4 hours when I was in D.C. He had to go away for 3 minutes. He goes, speaking of that, he's just calling me. I got to go talk to him. Left for 30 minutes. And I sat there with his crew and looked at documents, you know, drank coffee and ate Oreo cookies, literally. But I got this from other DOJ people and the White House for months that it's Todd Blanche, who was a Democrat until Trump won the election, then he switched. But he was Trump's lawyer in a bunch of his criminal cases, which, by the way, he lost. And we know he's the one killing him. And look, I was already criticizing him before last week when he found out that Ed Martin was investigating the DOJ, filing lawsuits against me. We have the documents. It's open and shut. That's his mission. That's why they reached out to us. He ordered him to kill the investigation. Oh, yeah, great. Well, I'm telling you, we're probably going to end up with Ed Martin as the deputy AG here very soon. And we'll just stop right there. But this Todd Blanche is a big, big, big problem. And then I saw Patrick Byrne, who's super dialed in, give his speculation and then say what he does know. But I know what he speculated on is true. Because I talked to people that were in the Virginia deals. They already had the indictments. And then this U.S. attorney 2 weeks ago, who claimed he was a Republican, really a Democrat, got dialed in with the Comeys and all of it, killed it. So when Byrne said he heard they already had the indictments, no, they had them. The juries, the grand juries, handed down indictments a month ago. And it got killed and kept from Trump. But then the information was given to Trump. And what's scary is there's so few people. Most of these aren't Marxists and globalists now. They're just scared because you got Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Blumenthal and everybody saying, we're going to arrest you all when we get in. So what they are is cowards. They're cowards. Well, that's okay. We'll step in when people are cowards. So here is Emerald Robinson talking to Trump's longest-serving lawyer, Peter Ticton, just a few days ago.
Unfortunately, we're not getting the cooperation that we need. The one that is running things now in the Department of Justice, Pam Bondi sits at the head of it, but the COO, so to speak, the person who actually runs it, is a Todd Blanche. And Todd Blanche is failing on all measures. Because of him, we haven't had a pardon granted since May. Because of him, he wants the J6ers to not be compensated for all that we put them through. Because of him, we're not getting the things that we need for Dominion machines, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this guy used to be, until January 4th, 2024, he was a Democrat, a registered Democrat. And then he represented Donald Trump on the Stormy Daniels case, that any Democrat would have done the same job. But I don't know that this leopard ever changed its spots, because for some reason, everything that needs to be going forward in order to make Donald Trump's presidency work is being stalled intentionally by this man. And it's not because of ineptitude. This is a smart guy. This is a very capable guy. And it's not because he's not capable. It's because he's intentionally doing things the opposite of what Donald Trump has ordered to be done.
So that's Trump's longest-serving lawyer. I'm just sorry. Judge a book by its cover and his actions. Southern District of New York, total Democrat. Full screen his photo. I mean, just would you let this guy babysit your kids? I mean, and this is Trump's blind spot. That's a creepazoid right there. And he thinks he's smarter than Trump. So I've known for months he's the problem. And people say, well, we want firsthand. Well, I'm not going to give you sources. How about he found out Ed Martin with the documents that the DOJ funded the lawsuits, ran them, created them against us? He's supposed to investigate DOJ corruption. That's what Ed Martin's supposed to do, his weaponization task force. And he calls him in and threatens to fire him last week and makes him withdraw one of the investigations. You just saw the Southern District of Texas kick everything out yesterday. That's because they got some visits. And the judge is like, I'm done with this. Okay, state court, you want to do this, you got it. So we already knew this was going to happen. I'm not going to get into inside baseball. It was predicted that Blanche would do this. So all you super smart leftists laughing, and your investigation got shut down. Ha, 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 ha. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. I've got this even more expansive clip coming up. With Patrick Byrne. For the balance of the hour, Emerald Robinson joins us. And we've got other big developments. We now have Ed Martin investigating top Democrat law firms and other operatives. We have the ADL, but now not being kicked out by the FBI, no longer are their top advisors for all their leftist agenda. The Southern Poverty Law Center is next. I mean, this is a house of cards imploding right now. This is very, very exciting. Emma Robinson, there's so many places to start, but wow. And I've even done more interviews since this one 2 days ago. What is the latest on the civil war and the DOJ?
Well, we now can definitively identify Todd Blanche as the problem, right? You had been hearing for months that he was a problem. I had as well. Now, of course, he was put on my radar because how closely I follow election fraud and the investigations into election fraud, specifically as it relates to Venezuela, and we can get into that later if you want. But he came on my radar when I was told that he and another now departed official at the DOJ, essentially the number three, Emil Vove, were blocking the DEA from debriefing a key witness related to Venezuela election rigging. It was a Venezuelan insider, a key government official who had been arrested in the United States for drug trafficking. His name was Hugo Carvajal. The 11th hour, because Gary Bernson went on my show and said, look, if they convict this guy in trial, he's never going to get a talk to us. And he knows everything we need to know because he was right there next to the principals in Venezuela, pulling off the election rigging, conducting the drug trafficking and money laundering. He can tell us everything, but if you convict him, he's not going to tell us anything. And in the 11th hour, they did a deal. He's being held in the Southern District of New York. They did a deal with him and a plea bargain, which meant he could talk. He could cooperate. But months later, come to find out, he had never been debriefed. And that was at the behest of Maine DOJ, Trump's DOJ, telling them not to debrief him, not allow him to talk. And his lawyer was dumbfounded, Alex, because, of course, he had never seen a case in which the Department of Justice makes a deal, arranges a deal for a plea bargain in order to get the witness to cooperate. Then they tell him not to cooperate. And Todd Blanche was implicated in that. So we started looking more and more.
What I was told about the grand juries, and this is exactly what Patrick Byrne got, people who are there, is that they had the indictments despite the fact that the prosecutors, who they've now removed, are not acted like defense attorneys. No, when the feds bring a grand jury, they're trying to get an indictment. Instead, they were literally telling the grand jury, don't do it, but the grand jury still indicted Comey.
Well, that's because look at the timeline. And look, I've gotten a lot of pushback. I'm sure you have, too, for calling out the people in the DOJ, Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, people telling me I'm wrong to stop engaging in a circular firing squad. But, Alex, it's not just me and you saying it. It's President Trump himself, right?
He put because that letter out 2 weeks ago. Yeah, let's be clear. This white pill thing, don't ask questions, being a cult, that the administration is 4 million people. We're the watchdogs that put him in. We have the power. No, we need to research and spotlight this. So people giving us pushback, we need to go to the pushback. That's we need to be over the target.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's when things get done, because those people do think they're smarter than Donald Trump, like you said, and they'll thwart his agenda all the way. So let's just look at the timeline. On September 20th, Trump called out Pam Bondi for doing nothing, right? And that iconic Truth Social post. Now, he did end up, you know, pulling it back, and I heard that's because Susie Wiles went into him and said, you can't do that. And so he put out a more flattering tweet to True Social Post about Pam Bondi.
Well, let's order the deal. I was told, he told her, he already said, you're fired. We have all the proof if you don't do all this stuff. So, yeah, no, when she did the right thing, then he said, oh, she's actually good. That's, you know, good cop, bad cop.
So they fired Eric Siebert, right, who was in the Eastern District of Virginia, and he's that prosecutor that you were talking about acting more like a defense attorney. Then the president puts in Lindsey Halligan. This all happens in the same day, essentially, right? It took her only 3 days. 3 days to indict Comey. So, of course, the indictments were sitting there, right? They were ready to go, but they were refusing to do it. And now we discover that Todd Blanche runs the DOJ, and he's blocking the president's agenda. So here we are, Alex, and I know you and I probably have PTSD from the first time around. Trump has hired the wrong people. Again, but this time it's going to be even more consequential, because getting to why, you know, Todd Blanche is doing this, it could be that he's just a Democrat, and he's still a Democrat. But it could be, like you said, he's a coward. Because we have confirmed that top law firms in D.C., and this is, we broke this on my show yesterday, top law firms in D.C., law firms like Perkins Coie, right? Wilmer Hale.
They're the real, they're the ones suing me, Paul Weiss. They are the real deep state.
They are the real deep state. And they're already writing indictments. I have this from multiple sources now. Writing indictments, preparing indictments against multiple Trump officials, dozens at least, and the president himself.
The DNC months ago said any lawyers helping Trump were going to indict you officially. I mean, they've said this.
And not only, it's went so far as if they're not just writing the indictments, which will be ready to hand over, and they're not going to dilly-dally like the Trump DOJ. They will start arresting people on day one. You know that because we saw it in 2021.
So what this is okay? Open terrorism, open threatening, open bullying.
They're already working with congressional Democrats. How do we know this, Alex? Because one of the sources of this information is a staffer on the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee and is a staffer for New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen. That tells us there's already coordination between these swampy law firms. And remember, Trump had tried to pull their security clearances. They already had a bone to pick with him. Now they really do. But they're already coordinating with Congress because part of our sourcing is out of Congress. And I'm sure they have friendlies in the DOJ because I have been told by people in the DOJ, I know you probably have too, that a lot of these bad people are still there. They've not staffed up with enough people to say help the Civil Rights Division actually go after election fraud lawsuits, but they've left a lot of the bad people in place. Morale there is extremely low. Some good people feel like they can't do anything. They're smacked on the hand by people like Todd Blanch if they do try to do something that is productive to the Trump agenda and doing the right thing for the American people. They're chastised. The left won't play that way. And if they're already coordinating this way, they have friendlies within the DOJ. And we're not talking about, it was bad, the 4 years of Biden. We saw a lot of innocent people go to jail. January 6ers, the praying pro-lifers outside of abortion clinics.
They've announced total war.
And they want to see, and this is what my first source on this told me. Alex, he said, and he's like this kind of nonpartisan guy, right? He's a guy who's worked in multiple administrations, Clinton, Bush, Obama. He said, does Trump understand? They plan to see him hang. They're writing up charges for treason, which is punishable by death, and not just for him, but for some of his other officials. It's going to make what they did to Navarro, what they did to Bannon and others, look like a walk in the park.
Absolutely, and I'm going to play part of your Patrick Byrne interview here in a moment. And he's like, well, this first part's speculation, this other isn't, and I know he's a great source. I happen to have both pieces and know it's true. So it's an existential thing is what I'm telling people. So that's why I'm saying this. And Ed Martin didn't ask me to do this. He wouldn't talk about any of my cases. Very professional. But everybody I know, I know Kim Paxton's running for the Senate. It's good that they brought in to be the deputy FBI director, the Missouri AG. He's a good guy. We need people like that that will take action. And Trump has to know that Bondi lives in Florida, does PR, not saying she's a bad person, but Blanche is definitely bad. So they've got to be removed, and we need to start beating the drum on who replaces them. And maybe I'll get Ed Martin in trouble. He'd ask me to do this. But we need Ed Martin as the deputy attorney general. I mean, he's a dyed-in-the-wool patriot for decades. I mean, I've known him for 25 years. He's the real deal. He'll take action. He's done it. He's the one that got this indictment with the Comey thing behind the scenes. We need to bring in warriors. Trump, we need Ed Martin or Ken Paxton. You know, drop out of the Senate race. God, make him the AG. And I'm not trying to have a war with the Attorney General. But sorry, Pam Bondi, you want to be a Fox News host? Let's give her a primetime show. She's very smart, very funny.
I'm all for that. I would applaud her getting her own show on Fox News, which she obviously wants. But getting a real Attorney General, I've heard from Patrick, but also other people that she's basically spending her time in Florida. She flies in for the cabinet meetings. She flies in for the public appearances.
Here's what I've been told by the DOJ. They don't know if she's bad or good, or they say she's definitely lazy.
Mm. I think what I've noticed with these people, and I noticed it the first time around, and is they understand how hard the left plays. They play for keeps. And they want a job afterwards, right? At the very least. Let's even
say that's
why
the left's
going to
be indicted, so that their minions give up and join us. That's why we got to crush them. Exactly. They think this is a speed hump like the first administration. That's why Trump has to crush them now. That's why Comey's the first domino and so good. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I've noticed that because there has been no accountability yet, Alex, that these bad actors are being emboldened, right? They're being more blatant about what they're planning to do. And also I'll just tell you something else that happened to me in the last couple of days and multiple other people. The censorship complex is ramping back up because I got an email from an editor for Nature magazine. Remember, it builds itself as a peer reviewed journal, highly credible peer reviewed journal, but they were one of the journals that put out the proximal origin paper claiming that there was no way that COVID-19 came from a lab. Well, I get this email telling me that they're planning a piece on me and others, that we promote misinformation, we're anti-vaccine, we were kicked off Twitter. So obviously that was wrong. How'd you get back on Twitter, essentially saying you somehow appeared back on Twitter, like I just came back on
they're
out of nowhere.
They're building back up to take us off again.
And it was very legalistic. And in which my answers could have probably put me in jeopardy. It's not just me. They've done this to Dr. Robert Malone, got the same email. He is, of course, now on the ACIP board at CDC. Dr. Peter McCullough, a couple other very renowned doctors, and Alex Berenson as well. It is obvious that now they're going to try to get us pulled off Substack at the very least, and maybe worse. So they're feeling bold, and they're feeling bold again because nothing's happened. There's been no charges, no indictments, nothing from the White House saying, you know, going against big tech on censorship.
That's right. We got to put major warnings on Trump. I'm under pressure that, hey, I remember they were really mad at me in the first hit, man, because nobody would warn him other than like Flynn and Stone and me. The competitors. Trump listens. Everybody's got to put pressure on Trump to, hey, dude, the base wants this. It's the right thing to do. And they're coming for all of us. We've got to kill their confidence. But at least the Comey thing's a good thing, because that's because Trump found out about it.
And it is obviously that it only happened at his intervention, and that is what I've noticed. Look at Tina Peters. Even though he feels that he's intervened and he's told them to do something, she's still languishing in prison. And they use, and the people who are running cover for Todd Blanche, and he has people on the outside that are doing so, that are very popular in conservative media, saying, oh, well, because it's not a federal charge, it's state related, so he can't pardon her. Well, we've already talked about this months ago, a year ago. We understand that part, but she is a federal whistleblower. She's a federal witness. She could be put in federal protection with an ankle monitor.
Well, let's expand. Who's the cop that exposed J6 being an inside job? He reports to prison tomorrow, and they're holding up his pardon.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, the moment that Peter Tichtin said that on my show, Alex, I started having more people from the DOJ and within the Washington circle contact me and say, yes, confirm what Peter said about Todd Blanche, him being the problem. But let's say you get rid of Blanche and Bondi, you still have to have some real leadership with people who are not afraid. Because right now the swamp has these bad actors, the deep state have now started. They were scared in the beginning. I can tell you that. Right after the election, when they found out Donald Trump was coming back into office, and they know they tried to put him in jail, they tried to kill him, they'd stolen an election from him, they were actually worried. The way that these people were acting in the agencies and departments, they were very worried. They thought for sure they were going to get shut down, they were all going to be fired, that Trump was really going to come in and take names. They're not so worried anymore.
All right, they're now reconstituting. The good news is, though, you do that interview, you got more people contacting you. Let's talk about that.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects, the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to theoliveshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theoliveshowstore.com for 50% off.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take 2 of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, an incredible investigative journalist censored and attacked for her work. Emerald Robinson, a true veteran of the InfoWars here. Absolute with E. Real Lindell TV, Emerald.TV, Emerald Robinson on X. And she was getting into, after she, a few days ago, with Trump's top, longest, confidant lawyer. He looks like he's, you know, facing a firing squad. He's not happy about it. He's like, Todd Blanche, the deputy AG, he's the bad guy. He's blocking it. Well, I've already known this for months. I've said it. You want to blame Bongino. You want to blame Patel. You want to blame Bondi, whatever. I just hear Bondi just does TV. Trump tells her to do it. She just kind of goes around as lazy. But it's this Todd Blanche, this Democrat, deep state, Southern District of New York prosecutor, mobbed up with the Democrats, goes and becomes Trump's lawyer, loses all his cases. And that's a Trump thing, man, where he has these weirdos that he shouldn't be trusting close to him. And then I was already criticizing Blanche, just saying, hey, I hear bad stuff. And then he kills Ed Martin's investigation when we have cut and dry documents, the DOJ funding the lawsuits against us, rigging it all. And all he was doing was asking for information. He kills that. And then repudiates Martin all over the news like he's in the hip pocket of Senator Blumenthal that runs the operation against me, which he is. So Trump knows he got lied to the first head men by traitors. And like Emerald said, it's not just Todd Blanche. They're having so much trouble with lie detector tests, you name it. It's like Kennedy would hire people that said they will follow the studies and follow, and then they come and attack him, and they go, well, you fired this lady, but you endorse her. Yeah, she lied to my face. It's like right when Trump first got in, Elon Musk was on Rogan, and he goes, you don't understand, we elected a captain, half the crew's mutinous. I think it's more than half. And so Emerald's got now, since she had on Trump's confidant, private lawyer, saying, I'm sorry, this is the problem, Todd Blanche, which is true. He's at least the biggest focal point of the logjam. She gets flooded with people saying, yes, 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 yes. And then I want to play part of your interview with Patrick Byrne here in a moment. And I can say, he says the first part speculation. No, I can tell you from sources, it's dead on. The second part, he says, this is speculation. I believe him because it's not speculation for me. I know what he's saying is true. This is so powerful. And I follow what you do, watch it all the time. But speak to the new people that contact you, and then what else is on your radar screen?
Well, it was more just confirmation that he's a problem. Of course, a lot of concern about the January Sixers and the lack of movement on pardons. Also going after bad actors related to January 6th. Another aspect of this that has come to me, because again, I focus very heavily on election fraud and, you know, getting to the bottom of the 2020 election and actually prosecuting the wrongdoers, the bad people. Because look, we're talking a lot about Venezuela, Alex, but we have our own traitors here in America who facilitated this, who facilitated the steal of the election. Some key people in the United States were turned by Cuban intelligence a long time ago. And that's something we can't really get into in a great way yet. But in a matter of months, I feel like that aspect of the story will come out.
No, for those who don't know, the CIA uses Cuban intelligence, Venezuelan intelligence, because Venezuela is more oil than even Saudi Arabians. The Democrats are on record. That's why she calls MS-13 all God's children, Nancy Pelosi. They're using them as the cutout to do it. Just like they use Ukraine or British intelligence against Trump. That's on record. The Democrats are in league with foreign powers because they can operate with foreign money and agents with some plausible deniability.
Right. And we've also used assets that are essentially double agents, right? And one was actually fired for being a double agent, but they continue to use them in some capacity. Part of this that has come to my attention is that the DOJ and even the intelligence community, so say the Tulsi Gabbard is also being thwarted in what she's trying to do in that respect, right? They're trying to keep intelligence from her, trying to keep her from giving intelligence to the president about how the elections have been rigged and particularly who has been involved, is that the DOJ is trying not to prosecute the election fraud aspect of this. So like when we're looking at Venezuela particularly, right, which Trump is taking major steps and possible military action against, I'm hearing we could invade Venezuela in a matter of days. It's the real story is the election fraud, okay? The money laundering, the drug trafficking is just the tip
exactly.
of the iceberg.
But it's facilitating all the election fraud.
Focus on.
Exactly. If we don't tackle the election fraud, which we know the DOJ operatives, Todd Blanche, is blocking, and I've confirmed that as well, Trump has his executive orders, all this, they're blocking it because they don't want to legitimize the fraud we know that's out in the open. It's like Democrats. Oh, we don't want illegals to have health care. They're openly pushing it everywhere. Now they deny it. Oh, we don't want illegals to vote. You just pass laws in all the blue cities to do it.
Right. So with the election fraud, they're trying to leave that out of any prosecutions and investigations and just focus it solely on the money laundering and drug trafficking out of Venezuela and anyone in the United States who might have facilitated that. Now, the good part is that the DOJ in the Southern District of Florida has already indicted, you know, one executives from one voting machine company, Smartmatic. I think there could definitely be more on that in the near future. So that's one bright spot. But people at Maine DOJ are trying to stop any of these kind of prosecutions from going forward, because that would take away some control, right? They're able to do all this because the elections are rigged. They're able to facilitate a migrant invasion into our country. They're able to flood our country with drugs. They're able to keep the status quo and foreign policy in the deep state intact because they can rig our elections. And so it's extremely disturbing and disappointing that some of Trump's own officials are trying to stop this from being prosecuted and ended and changed.
It's beyond disturbing. It's treason. So the white pillars, the Q people say, don't ask any questions. It's all a master plan. We move the needle. You do. I do. Trump's very influenceable with the real truth. He's a great guy. Yes. It's our job to spotlight this. No, we need to expose Todd Blanche and the DOJ blocking election fraud investigations. We need to expose him blocking indictments of deep staters. It is a massive issue. And maybe he grows up, gets in line. That's great. But he needs to be more afraid of us politically than the left. Let's just say he's a coward. Let's not say he's a bad guy. Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. So Todd Blanche, not a threat of violence. I'm saying politically, you need to know, like when Trump threatened to fire Bondi and we got action, hold the feet to the fire. We're not a panicking. We are a holding the feet into the firing.
Absolutely. And I just look at all the times that we've reported and Trump has actually done something about it. He is just one person, right? He is the president. He's commander in chief, but he does rely on these people in his administration to go out and actually do what he says to do, but they're not. And so when they don't, and he actually gets word about reporting often, he steps in. Look at what he did.
Roger always said, when Trump gets the right info, he does the right thing. How many times does a reporter tell him something with the new press club? It's real. He goes and takes action immediately.
Absolutely. I can remember, let's go back to COVID again and that proximal origin paper. This brought this back up today as I was looking through that email and preparing for how I'm going to respond to that. President Trump, when he found out that the United States had been funding Echo Health Alliance, I remember asking that question in April of 2020 in the briefing room. That was labeled as a conspiracy theorist and as a crazy person, of course, especially on 60 Minutes. He said, you're telling me this? I'd heard that. I just heard that we've been given, who signed off on that? And it was Obama, the Obama administration. And he canceled it that day. And he said, we're looking into this. So,
and that's why they're so scared of him.
Because he's the real
deal. He's the real deal, but he's not 8 trillion chess. He's not God. He needs us to expose the bad guys in his administration, the bad people, and to be the spotlights. We are the light so Trump can navigate.
Right. And the personnel has always been his Achilles heel. And I had hoped they would get it right this time and he would have the people around him who would actually go into DC immediately and take names, but he didn't. I constantly get complaints about the vetting process for people who do go into administration. It seems like just as with the first time around, the only qualification you have to have is that you're not too MAGA, right? I actually went in for a position in the first term. I was at HUD for Secretary Ben Carson, and I was Ben Carson's pick to run his public affairs shop. And I was told I was too MAGA. So I was passed over, even though I was the secretary's pick. Because one of his establishment Rhino Uniparty staffers kicked against me, and it worked out well for me. It was better for me that I didn't go into that. But I thought, how sad is that? I'm too much for the president's agenda to work in his administration. And we have still a little bit of that going on. But Trump is going to have to do something. At the end of the day, the buck stops with him, and he can't keep his eye on everything, but he can make a few key changes, right? And I know what they tell him, because this is what they told him at the end of the first administration when it came time that he really needed to fire Bill Barr. Remember that? It had become obvious that Bill Barr was not acting in the interest of the Trump administration, and it was clear he needed to fire him, but he was told by people like Pat Cipollone, the former White House counsel, that he really can't do that. A, it would look bad, and then B, it's kind of questionable. Now President Trump understands more of the executive power he has but I think he needs to go ahead and start using it a little bit more. I think he does understand he can do more, but he needs to go ahead and do it and put the right people in place. And I feel like we've highlighted enough of the good people. Like you have highlighted Ed Martin over and over and over, and he's right there. So Trump is going to have to step up and put the right people in place and back people who are really trying to do something like.
And let's be clear, Bill Barr is a microcosm of the deputy AG we have now. We have the leaked documents. We have the whistleblowers. We have the undercover stuff, which we already knew. He was running indictments when Trump was out of office against him in Virginia and in Georgia and other areas. Of course, he was former, ran Iran-Contra. And if he's a very young man as the White House liaison for George Herbert Walker Bush, Reagan was kept in the dark. Then he's AG twice. Trump puts him in because he can lie well. But Bill Barr is emblematic of this new deputy attorney general. It's the exact same character, Trump.
It's the exact same thing. Bill Barr, I believe, auditioned for that job. He knew how to play it, right? He wrote those op-eds and put them in specific outlets to make sure he got the job with Trump. And I think he was put in there to stop any real Trump agenda from the Department of Justice back in the first term when he went in. Bill Barr immediately shut down any investigations into election fraud. I remember reporting on it from the North Lawn of the White House and standing there and getting calls from DOJ officials in 2020. In this end of November and December of 2020 saying Bill Barr and his number two are not letting us investigate election fraud. In fact, it's that he's saying it's just him and his chosen person who are going to look into it and nobody else can. And I know you probably talked about this on your show because, you know, we've reported that for some years now. But this is what is happening again, and that's just not acceptable.
Absolutely.
We're running out of time.
We have Barr and the investigations have come out. I want to play a clip of you and Patrick Byrne that's so important. And Patrick's saying this is speculation up front. No, I can tell you from sources the first part's all right. Then he says this is a speculation. The second part, I have sources on that too. I can tell you that's accurate as well. So what you're hearing is absolutely true. It's not so much they're Marxist-Leninists now. It's that they're scared Trump isn't going to win, that we're not going to fix it. No, that's why we have to crush them. That's why the Comey thing is so good, because they deserve it. Plus, we have to end the confidence scam and let the bad guys know it's over, because so many of their minions are doing it out of fear, because Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Blumenthal are saying you're going to prison. They said 3 months ago, any lawyers that help Trump, we're disbarring you and putting you in prison. These are literally terrorist threats. The answer to a terrorist is non-negotiation and war, okay? I mean, folks, just stop groveling in fear. I'm telling you, it's better to die on your feet than on your damn knees. By the way, people that live on their knees actually die a lot quicker than people that die on their feet. So I love Zapata and those quotes. But in my experience, you live on your feet, you die on your knees. So don't even think like, I'm going to die on my feet. No, you die on your knees. It's not even a thing of like, I'm going to die on my feet. No, you die a lot quicker on your knees. Does a sheep die quicker with wolves or does a sheepdog die? A sheepdog doesn't get on its knees to live. It kills the wolf. And I'm not saying kill people. I'm going to use it metaphorically. Here's a clip of Patrick Byrne.
I can tell you what's happening and why it's happening. And I don't, you know, it's really not my habit in life to go around bayoneting federal officials. It's like I've ended up doing. We both have done a lot. Here's what's going on. That there's a very interesting post. You're right. On the September 20th, President Trump put up this scathing post, frankly, about Pam Bondi and what's going on. He took it down, I think just a few hours later, and then put another up that was more mollycoddling. But 2 days later, no, actually on that same day, he fired, as you said, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. 2 days later, put this woman in, Lindsay, what's it, Halligan? She's an insurance attorney. And 3 days later, you have an indictment. What that tells me is there was an indictment prepared. That indictment's prepared. It's been sitting there. It's been sitting there waiting for the U.S. Attorney of the Eastern District to sign. It's probably been sitting there for 9 months. It may have been sitting there for a couple of years. There are people in the DOJ who did their job and prepared indictments for what they saw overhead. And when Trump came in, they've just been waiting for Trump's appointments to sign off so the indictment goes forward. The DOJ has been sitting on that and would not let that go forward. And that's why when he fires the U.S. attorney and just puts in an insurance attorney, it doesn't take her. She could not have researched and investigated and done all of that in 72 hours. It was ready. It was ready to go. And the guy Trump fired was just refusing to sign it. That's a very educated guess, knowing nothing about this particular situation, but I know how some things like that work in the DOJ. So that's interesting. The indictment is spectacular and it's a hook. It stops the shot clock on the, statute of limitations. So that's what's going on now, Emerald. Would you like to hear why that's going on? Why it's quite different than, why that's going on. We all know in the first Trump term, there were a bunch of Marxists in there fighting him doing everything. A lot of deep state has actually been shoved out, and that's not the problem. The problem is even people who are in there and want to do their job, it might just be monitored or something, they're all getting a message. And this message is being spread across the bureaucracy. And I have there are sources on this across Washington, including one who's a staffer within the Senate on a Democrat Senate committee. And this is the information I'm getting from multiple places, that the firms like Perkins Coie and WilmerHale and all these old-line D.C. firms who Trump snipped their security clearances, and that's really screwed up their businesses, what they're doing is they're spending their time writing up hundreds of indictments on all of us. We're going to be charged with treason and hung. We're going to be charged with hanged, I guess. We're going to be charged with treason and be hanged. And they're planning, that's their plan if the Democrats get back in. That's what they are literally drafting indictments for anyone who cooperates on Trump. So this time I say it's different than the first term, because the first term there were just out and out Marxists. I don't believe Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi are Marxist in opposition to Trump in that sense. But you have a bunch of, I can't use the kind of word I want to use. So I'll say we have a lot of lily-livered people in government. Somebody who once brought me into some government affairs said, we're looking for people who are PhDs, but who've won a few bar fights, or at least been in a few bar fights. Me, Patrick, and that's you. These people have never been, they're scared. They're scared. And they literally, I know some of them, and they're modest, nice people who want to serve their country. They're literally getting told that they're going to be hanged if the Democrats get back in, and then indictments are being.
All right, let's stop right there. So it's a bunch of cowardice. So here's the deal. I don't just believe Patrick Murray's got a great record being accurate. I already know all this. We have all the Democrats, I already listened to Hakeem Jeffries, Senator Blumenthal, all of them, up there saying, we're arresting all of you. We're going to dismantle MAGA. You're all treasonous. They're doing that to act powerful in front of their base and minions, to have them hold on with their internal bureaucracy and coup to block Trump. That's why it's not just the right thing to indict Comey, which happened, and I predicted it'd be first. You've got to do a bunch of it to break their will. Emerald Robinson.
Because this is what they do to us. And look, what these cowards don't understand, it doesn't mean they're not going to come for them if they play along and they don't do anything. Say Todd Blanche doesn't allow indictments or doesn't allow investigations and prosecutions to election fraud. That does not mean he's safe. A lot of people in the first time around found that out. Okay. They are playing for keeps. And what I have noticed, even at a small scale, when you push back against them, they do retreat. It's just the Trump administration has not done enough pushing back. There needs to be mass arrests. Look, here's the thing. We are running out of time because it is October. We're getting into midterm season. If they lose power in the House and the Senate for as little as they do, it will still be significant. And then nothing will be accomplished post the 2026 midterms. Because if the Democrats take power in the House and the Senate, that's it. Trump will be neutered. There will be no real investigations. And we already know that the Republicans in Congress are so cowardly as it is. This is kind of it. There are people who have indictments ready to go. There are great investigations, Alex, that have been done. The evidence is there for the traitors in the former Obama and Biden administrations. The evidence is there. For election fraud, the evidence is there. For the invasion of Trinidad and Tobago into our country and who helped to facilitate, the evidence is there. The legwork has been done. They just need to indict.
And if we don't, America dies, the West dies. It absolutely has to be done. It's just so insane. Shifting gears, the good news is Kash Patel bans the ADL from advising the FBI, senior role, creating policy, claiming there's an epidemic of white supremacism and all this. Now the Southern Poverty Law Center's in deep trouble. Very exciting things happening there after the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center came out and demonized Charlie Kirk and called him basically a white supremacist. This is seismic that this is happening.
Well, the ADL is trying to erase that they ever called Turning Point a hate organization. That is a win, but it's a small win. We've also done some good things, right? The administration has taken some good steps as it relates to canceling some of the arts grants, things like that, some of the crazy money going here and there. The pocket rescission for $4.9 billion was really good. If Trump really fires some of these bureaucrats in the wake of the government shutdown, that will be a genius move. So there are some good things happening, but there has to be indictments, because without an arrest and indictments, they'll take power and they'll just do it again. So, but there are a few good things. I'm glad you highlighted some of the positive. I know I am often criticized for not highlighting enough of the positive, but I'm very worried about what's not getting done, because I know what it means for the future. I was one of those people who were surveilled by the FBI during the Biden regime, right? They're not going to stop there the next time. It's a real existential threat for us.
It certainly is. And, you know, you say small one. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I've studied the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. ADL is the senior one. They literally run the police departments in most major cities, what their mission is, you know, all this stuff. And so to have the FBI say we're cutting ties to the ADL, that's big.
Yeah. It is. And look at what the ADL has brought in, though. Now they're crying about the Palestinian protesters. They brought in a lot of that. So that is good. We still probably have alliances within the government with organizations that we should be cutting ties to. So this is a great precedent to set, and hopefully there'll be more of that.
Emma Robinson, you're amazing. Please come back again soon.
Thank you.
Please come on.
Anytime.
You bet. Please come on our other shows as well. You host a daily show, do so much more. Where do we find all your great work?
Yeah, you can find me every day at The Absolute Truth on Lindell TV, lindelltv.com. Download our app so you can watch us. You can also watch me on demand. But I am live from noon to 1. I have a kind of special edition primetime pre-tape at 8 p.m. You can also follow my reporting at emerald.tv. That's where I go in depth with my analysis and commentary and then my investigative reporting, because I like to put as much source information in there as possible and background. So follow me there on Substack for now at emerald.tv.
All right. You're amazing. Join us again. I'm watching your stuff every day. You are the tip of the spear.
Emerald. Me.
Thank you. Emerald Robinson. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. There is all this breaking news and then all the news I had ready that I haven't gotten to. Big fourth hour straight ahead, and I can't help it. I want to take your calls. It's all coming up, hour number 4, then the War Room with Harrison Smith, 3 p.m. Central.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat-wearing, meat-eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Globalists are in a lot of trouble. All right, I have massive news, breaking information, so much to hit this hour, but I want to take your calls, and I want to talk about whatever you want to discuss. First-time callers, long-time callers, you name it. But I would specifically ask listeners, if you were listening to the first hour when I talked about Trump and what Joe Rogan said about him, you need a maniac to take on tyranny. You need somebody that's totally committed and doesn't care. You need somebody that feeds off conflict. Not because they're looking for it, but because they got a mission. And we have all these other angles and all this information and all these insane things happening. And evil is losing right now, so we've got to say to ourselves, what is evil going to do? Because if you don't think about the fact that they're losing and that they're not going to give up, I'm surprised the massive attacks on migrant demonstrations haven't happened yet. It's all prescripted. The attacks on traditional black colleges. When I said that 6 months ago, they're going to attack black colleges, people said you're crazy. Now, black colleges are closed because of Charlie Kirk. The white supremacists are coming to kill them. They turned out it was Democrats doing false calls. Damn right. They ain't just going to do calls. They're going to blow it up or shoot them up and blame us, folks. So we'd be reaching out lovingly as populist Christians, conservatives, to black colleges saying it ain't us. So I want to be tomorrow's news today. I want to be talking about what's coming next, not just analyzing what's happening now. So I want to take your calls on those fronts. And, you know, Emerald Robbins is a really smart lady. You know, I love her to death. She's amazing. But she says, it's a minor victory to have the FBI say we broke ties. No longer will the ADL come literally at Quantico with the students and then the graduates and then current FBI and up to once a month brainwashing sessions telling them that white men are the terror threat and that America sucks. It's all part of the taking a knee at the Star Spangled Banner at the NFL, all of it. It's key. It's not a minor thing to have ties broken with the ADL. And now the Southern Poverty Law Center is about to happen, who's just as bad. I mean, my God, Southern Poverty Law Center, look it up, ran the Oklahoma City bombing. No one's ever responded to me when I say that for 20-something years every day. Almost every day. They just said, oh, that's quite the claim. You don't want to sue me about that? Because we know the names. We got the witnesses. We got your number. We got your ass. And that's why they're so freaked out by me. The average male knows how to learn all about football scores, baseball scores, basketball scores, hockey scores. Men aren't stupid. They're diverted into things that don't matter. You don't think I can't learn football scores and didn't used to know that stuff? I realize this doesn't matter. But I definitely know how to analyze the governments and the groups and how they operate. And because I'm an expert on politics and military and the economy, I can change the world. You don't change the world being an expert on how much the offensive line of the local NFL team can bench press. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Criticized corruption in the U.S. government. I've always criticized corruption in the EU and the UK and communist China. But when I do it, it's not a criticism of the Irish or the British or the Scots. It's not a criticism of the Canadians or the people in Europe or the people in China. It's a criticism of their government. And it comes from a place of research and goodwill trying to change the world. And I've always, for 31 years, been a major critic of different governments and policies out of Israel. Whether it was the false flag Levon affair or the USS Liberty or Israel founding Hamas or the stand down on October 7th, it's the truth. I'm going to cover it. That's it. It's real simple. My job is so simple. If the facts are there, the truth's there. It could be my mother or father, though they're right people. But my point is, I'm going to expose them. But it's not from a place of, I want to demonize somebody. I want to twist things. And, oh, Charlie Kirk got killed day one. Israel did it. We have enough real stuff that bad leadership in Israel's done than to make up a bunch of stuff. So Tucker Carlson is under particular attack. I was supposed to be being interviewed by him right now in Maine, but because of the attempt to shut down InfoWars and all that's happening, I stayed here. I'm going to be home with him in 2 weeks. But Tucker has never been anti-Israel. He legitimately doesn't want to expand war. He legitimately doesn't like the Israeli influence, with Netanyahu admitting they want to manipulate U.S. politics. I don't care who you are, the U.K., Israel, China, whoever, you can't do that. Would Israel put up with that? By us? So he reasonably comes out and criticizes Israel, and that's why the campaigns against him are just insane. I love Ezra Levant. He's done so much great work. He's Jewish, runs Rebel Media. He's like, I'm really sad that Tucker's turned into, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, really? I guess he hadn't seen, you know, what actually Tucker says in context. And I was telling him during breaks, you know, Tucker said this, and that, and he didn't even know that. So a lot of this is how the media phrases this. And me, I don't have kid gloves on Judaism or you know, Israel, any of that. I'm really trying to study things and be somebody that's reasonable and is accurate, Christ-like, and gives everybody a chance to course correct to the right thing. But what I'm about to cover gets into Mossad and Jeffrey Epstein and what Trump has done. Now, I knew what Trump had done before he got back in. Not just from Roger Stone, but though from him. And I brought it up months after. He said, yeah, it's true. But Trump was never involved in any sex with Epstein, never involved in illegal stuff, was the first guy to call the FBI on him 20 years ago. That's now been declassified. But the FBI came to Trump with the CIA before he got reelected and said, it'll bring down the British government, it'll bring down everybody. They're ready to roll over to your agenda. Plus, it's old, and the media is going to spike it with this info about you. You need to shut it down for national security. And he listened to Ratcliffe. Now, I broke that first a year ago. We'll show you a compilation a year ago, right through now. And I'm not endorsing people, all these viral videos. Jones endorses Trump covering up Epstein. I never did any such thing. And those of you doing that are bearing false witness. I said Trump will either bring down the deep state with this or he'll use it to blackmail him. And that's what's going on now. And that's where Todd Blanche is going to interview Ghislaine Maxwell and all the rest of it. So this is black magic, folks. This is dark side stuff, and it's not good. And I have a responsibility to tell you now what I already knew, but it's now confirmed, with the whistleblowers, the inside leaks, the head Epstein investigator from the DOJ that OMG Media broke last week, that absolutely Trump's not involved doing it himself, but by extension, even he's now protecting Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, the rest of them, and the head of Harvard, all of them. And they said, look, it'll bring down the stock market. It'll, you know, oh, my God, you can't do this. And you can see that argument. I don't agree with the argument. I'm wargaming the arguments. Like what I said, Israel can take out Hamas, but they'll have to carpet bomb the entire country and do a genocide that will backfire on Israel and turn the world against Israel. I was on with Eric Prince, Steve Bannon, and Ken Paxton 3 or 4 days after this happened, October 7th years ago. And my enemies took a 10-second clip out where I said, Israel can carpet bomb from the north to the south. Then I said they shouldn't do it. It'll be a genocide. It'll help communist China that's backing it. It'll turn the world against Israel. Don't do it. Derek Prince nodded. But people that want to have a stunt and be deceptive took a 10-second clip saying, I said carpet bomb. I just put the full clip out. They crapped their britches. So I'm wargaming this right now. When I can see how Trump came to this conclusion, but I don't agree with it. Because justice be done, may the heavens fall. So here's Tucker from a place of love and truth and integrity criticizing Netanyahu. And then let's just go right into, I'm not going to play the whole 15-minute, I mean, predicting. Went back over a year ago and even recently, where I explain why it's happening and why Trump made this decision, which I disagree with, but is a pragmatic view to save the economy and the country. I get the thinking. I don't endorse it. I'm saying I understand it. I don't agree with it. And then Patrick McDavid, you know, the big break. I love Patrick McDavid, but ooh, the big breaking news. Finally coming to this conclusion. We already told you the answer to. Here are the clips back to back. But let me give the number out first. We're taking calls on whatever subject you want to cover. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. All I ask is have a clear phone line. Make your point. Because, man, my pet peeve is callers who I guess have been into talk radio. They want to be screened on air. I want to talk about this. Is this okay? I want to talk about that. Is that okay? I'm like, listen, you're on air, brother. You ain't censored. You're live. Fire at will. Come on, say what you want. I want to talk to you. I love you. 877-789-ALEX. All right, here's the clips.
The Prime Minister of Israel goes on television to openly meddle in internal American politics, taking sides, attacking people, Americans, because they're not fully on board with sending billions more to a country of 9 million people?
He talked about the woke right. And he said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're lunatics. Mm-hmm. We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is TikTok, number one. And the other one, X. You know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. We have to fight the fight.
Anyone who opposes me in the United States, who opposes more aid to Israel or opposes getting sucked into war with Iran, which does not serve American interests, that person is not simply mistaken or wrong. I'm not going to bother to explain why that person is wrong. That person is a Nazi, part of the woke Reich, a Nazi. And the only way to fix it is by preventing Americans in the last country on earth with guaranteed freedom of speech, prevent Americans from hearing the other side. And so we push Congress to force a TikTok sale, which is true, by the way. And when that happened, and various members of Congress like, no, really, it's about China. There were people online who said, no, I think it's really about Israel. Here he is just admitting, no, we pushed the U.S. Congress to censor in the United States, to commit censorship in the United States because we think it's bad for us. And we need to talk to Elon. You know, that's the point at which you just say no. Anyone who says anything about it is attacked. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. It's nothing to do with anti-Semitism. That's insulting. Why would we ever put up with that? Why would we put up with the attack on the USS Liberty that everyone's so afraid to talk about, clearly targeted on purpose by a country we're supporting, Israel, and it's somehow shameful to say that? Why? Why is it shameful to say that? Who knows why it's shameful to say that, but it shouldn't be. And until we have some self-respect, not anger or hate, but just dignity, it will continue. In June, for example, during the 12-day war, such as it was, with Iran, the U.S. and Israel versus Iran, bombing on all sides. During that short conflict, IDF officers in the Pentagon, foreign military officers in the Pentagon, and by the way, they're not the only foreign military officers in the Pentagon, to be clear. There are NATO officers, they're from other countries, British, but there are a bunch of Israeli Defense Force officers in the Pentagon that week. And during that week, ask anyone who works at the Pentagon, they enraged American Pentagon staff by just barging into meetings, giving orders, making demands, and nobody did anything about it. How can a foreign military officer barge into military headquarters, even if invited, but barge into a meeting and start demanding, we want this, we want that, you need to get on this? Huh? The more you allow that kind of deeply unhealthy behavior, the more you're going to get. And that's exactly what has happened. Because of the weakness of our leaders, we have incited predators in a foreign country to take advantage of us. Oh, that's such an anti-Israel thing to say. It's not anti-Israel at all. It's a demand that the people whose job it is, whose sacred duty it is to defend and represent us, our leaders, both at the Pentagon and all throughout the U.S. government, that they do that, that they stand up and defend us against all potential threats, against all foreign countries to the extent they need to, and that they do not prostrate themselves before a foreign nation.
Well, that's it. And Tucker's doing this as a patriotic American. He's being demonized because he's doing it from a reasonable, loving place. Not one of, you know, saying you slip on a banana peel, the Jews did it. And that's where I'm at as well. But at the same time, the Democrats are collapsing. There's a power vacuum. Israel and Netanyahu are trying to take over. He's on TV saying we're going to do this. And it's just like, use your head. Stop trying to censor and bully Americans if you're smart. I mean, I do not want Israel to be the center of the universe. And I mean that in a bad way. Like, you're the most unpopular country in the world overnight because Netanyahu's. And Israel's not going anywhere, has nuclear weapons. Plus, I don't want it destroyed, but I can look where this is going. This is really bad. But when Israel's under attack, Netanyahu gets to stay in power. I mean, believe me, I'm not like buddy-buddy with the Palestinians. Holy Toledo. And then Netanyahu wants to ship him to us. Again, dude, you're an asshole. But I don't say that to curry favor with all the wild-eyed people that ascribe magical powers to Jews and all roads lead to you. I'm saying stop doing the archetype. Stop doing the stereotype. You know, stop. 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 Just like the majority of the generals and everything in Israel is like, Netanyahu's got to stop because they can see where it's going. They're not anti-Israel. You're destroying yourself. Good God. Stop. We have other issues to deal with. You can't make Israel the center of the world and only your issues matter. Then you empower all the Muslims and the Chinese and everybody else and you see where that goes and then you're the bad guys and then we're the bad guys by extension because Netanyahu gets to stay in power by doing provocative things so he can play victim. Netanyahu is a very selfish person. He's thinking one-dimensionally. It's going to get us all killed. My goal is prosperity and freedom for all of us. Netanyahu's got his own sick agenda. And he's made himself front and center in all this. So he asked for it. He's got it. And I invited Elijah Schaefer on today. I guess he couldn't make it. He got real mad when I saw his video saying, Netanyahu's going to kill us. You know, Netanyahu said InfoWar is an eight front war, the eighth front of the war, and they need to come in and censor Americans, which is outrageous and out of control, as Tucker just did. He didn't say he's coming to kill you, okay? And then, oh, you're comparing me to Hitler. No, I just said Hitler said all the problems of the Jews. What a cop out, man. Oh, you didn't mow your lawn, or you drank too much whiskey, or you went and gambled because a Jew made you do it? Just stop. The dog ate your homework. My job is not a defense of the Jews. My job is a defense of the truth. And when Jewish groups do something wrong, I am on their ass. Just like Chi-Coms or, you know, anybody else. But this mental illness, and Tucker said this last week, got attacked by the Jew haters. He's like this sickness of everything Jew. Like, I'll talk about, we need to do this. We need to cut taxes. Oh, let's talk about the Jews. It's like a one-trick pony. So I'm caught in this thing with the Nazis hate me and the Israel pro nutballs hate me. I'm just like, you people are, you're just idiots. Can you not get big picture that we need to stop war with Russia? We've got to contain China. We've got to secure the economy. We've got to kill the carbon taxes. Like, can we talk about transgenderism and the attack on our kids? Like, you know, God Almighty. I mean, nothing against Jews, but Jesus Christ. I am sick of Jew. It's like a form of worship. I mean, I don't dislike Jews, but I hate Nazis, and I'm starting to just want to vomit when I hear the word Jew. I mean, I'm just, can I get Hitler out of my brain? Can I get the Jews out of my brain? Like, God Almighty, what the hell? Can we talk about free energy? Can we talk about something else than Hitler and Jews all day? And then the Muslims being brought in, running around like a bunch of complete maniacs that conquer every country they're brought into. And half the time I turn around to some Jewish group bringing them in, like, you people are crazy. You got to screw loose. Not all of you. I'm just saying, like, I want to be the genuine guy that, like, straight shoots you. And I don't know what to do at this point. It is a mania. The Jew stuff is a hysteria. It sucks the oxygen out of every real discussion. You know we're all going to kill each other, right? You know down this road we're going to have a nuclear war and all die, right? Like this has got to stop. We got to move past the World War II paradigm. That is not where we're at. We're in Buck Rogers, baby. Buck Rogers meets Atlantis. And we don't make the right moves, we're all dead. So, I know it's fun to hate the Jews, and it's fun to be Jewish. Everybody's against you, and you do whatever Netanyahu says. You're peas in a pod. Just stop it. Just stop it. All right, I want to go to your calls when we come back. But here's a few minutes of Patrick Ben David. It's a long report, but he's like, the breaking news. Oh, my God. Trump covered up for the CIA and Israel. We told you this. We have the whistleblower. He's not involved, but he became involved with the cover-up. And so what do we do with that? I don't know. I'm not endorsing it. I still support everything he's overall doing, but it's dumb. Like having Bourla and Pfizer at the White House. It's just like, why? Why? So I'm just going to say what I think. But in general, it's all retarded. Here's a little bit of Patrick Ben David, and then just a small smattering. It's like 30 minutes of me breaking it before anybody else. Here it is.
James O'Keefe. Shout out to James O'Keefe. Kidding. I'm James O'Keefe, man. These guys, the way they do things. But let me tell you, they're very good at what they do. How they get these dates and whatever places they focus on, they're phenomenal at what they do. So here's Glenn Prager. No relation to Dennis, but Glenn Prager, Jeffrey Epstein's investigator, Department of Justice, is being interviewed on September 8th, asked questions. And you have to see what he says about Clinton, Epstein, and Trump. Listen to this, folks.
It's not talked about yet, but it'll soon come out that he was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant.
He was a CIA informant. I think he's protecting a lot of other people. He's not protecting himself because there's nothing there, but he's protecting a lot of people.
Because Trump's now saying it's a hoax of the case, like a hoax or something. I mean, come on, you know it's not a hoax. He's been on the plane, many times. It's just he was never on the plane with the kids.
Bingo.
I've seen the itineraries, and I've interviewed all the victims. There's never been an instance where Trump was on a plane with these kids and a rape occurred.
Boom.
But that can't be said for Clinton.
Wow.
That can't be said for others.
Wow.
Clinton was on the plane.
Wow.
Overheard at Phoenix Airport on September 8th, 2025, a senior Justice Department investigator who personally worked on the Epstein case tells all. Glenn Prager, who has reviewed Epstein itineraries and has interviewed Epstein's victims, drops a bombshell. He says that the DOJ did not want to go after Epstein because he's a CIA asset, that the evidence from his investigation...
All right, let's stop there. Now, the full, long videos on band.video, Infowars.com, which they can blow away any day, so be sure and download all that. It belongs to all you. Here I am telling you this. Last year, this year, everything. Here it is. I understand the argument. I don't agree with it, but I understand the argument of this is too evil and too bad to bring out. It'll bring down the whole U.S. government. That's why Trump's protecting the Epstein case, not because he ever did anything, but because the CIA and Mossad were both involved running the Epstein operation, and for national security, they have covered it up. This isn't the deep state blackmailing Trump. This is Trump administration in the blackmail business. Trump administration is getting in bed with the elements of the CIA, MI6, and Mossad that ran this whole thing. And it is documented that Ghislaine Maxwell's father was Mossad, MI6, and on the Russian payroll. It's on record when the scandal came out, he owned most of the dominant media in the UK with the government, MI6, that when that was coming out, they threw him off a boat and killed him. It's on record that that was the family franchise. It's on record that when Epstein married his daughter, he was marrying into the Mossad operation. She was the boss, not Epstein. So you now have Prince Andrew off the hook with this. And behind the scenes, 100%, the CIA directors met with Trump many times on this, and they said, load the gun, put it to their head, bring them to the edge, and then the deep state will roll over. But the deep state, the establishment, the globalist, said you have to go on television and you have to have the FBI director, deputy director, do a tour and say that he killed himself and say there was no client list and say there was no blackmail operations, and that's what you got to do. So this isn't the deep state blackmailing Trump. This is Trump's administration in the blackmail business. And I was the first to say yesterday, looks to me like Trump.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Sponsor over at Bigly months ago mentioned, hey, we're going to launch an app for the show, audio, video feeds, free to everybody. And I'm like, great. I didn't even think about it. And then they had it set for weeks to launch yesterday. Nothing to do with the court case. And the federal judge saying, go ahead and shut down InfoWars, greenlit receivers tomorrow, next week. We don't know. And all you people are like, oh, you survived so much. It's all fake. Okay. Well, when we get shut down, just remember that. The point is, I don't own this app. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network at AGN Live on X. That's where we're going to be. So just mark that over there. Because all I'm about is telling you the truth. It's all I try to do is get it accurate. I make mistakes sometimes and get really pissed off when I do. But no, we're obviously in the fight here. So this is historic and it's a big deal. But the fact that they launched this app yesterday on the same day that the court ruled they could shut us down is how God works. Because none of that was coordinated. And now it's number 6 globally on Apple apps. Our sponsor hasn't even launched the Droid yet. That's next week. I'm so busy. I heard about this, barely remembered it. And it's gone in 24 hours to number 6 ahead of CNN, Fox News, NPR, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. Number 6. It's like the Misfits. We all won 38. We all won 38. We all won 38. 8, 8, 8, 8. Because they hit the charts first time. 138. You know, it's a joke. Well, we are number 6. We are number 6. So there you are. I want to go to number 1. I don't want to defeat X. I don't think that's possible. But this is how crazy this is. It's an example of people want liberty. So go to alexjonesapp.com. That leads you right to it. Because that's even propaganda. You search the Alex Jones app. You can't even find it on Apple. But you go to that URL, it takes you right there. Imagine this. Imagine how pissed they are. The same day the judge rules, okay, shut them down. I mean, I'm literally here today. Okay, that couch is mine. That poster is mine. Those dumbbells are my wife's. We moved out of a bigger house years ago, stored them here. That's my wife's kettlebell. I'm literally just here today with a little U-Haul of movers. Okay, that kettlebell's mine. That couch is mine. You know, I mean, I'm like, okay, here's my sports jackets. Let's put those out of here. We're literally moving out right now because I mean, my lawyers are like, they could be here yesterday. But it's okay. Because we're still here. Because of you, and we'll be stronger than ever. And this is so emblematic how God works. They're trying to look it up right now. This algorithm, but they think from what they see in the news, you have to have like 3 million downloads to even be in the top 10. So that's not that how great I am. It's how hungry people are for the truth. This has happened. But Bigly is launching, our great sponsor, that I don't own, so when they try to shut this down, they can't get the biggest sale ever. Most of this stuff loses money. But they're doing it because they know the products have an 80% reorder rate. The supplements, because they're so good, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the spike protein detox, ultimate life force, all of it, that they're doing this. Buy one, get one free, 20% off store-wide on top of that. And if you have the app, and order through the app, 20% off on top. All of those are loss leaders. But you're going to try it. You're going to love it. You're going to get hooked. And so it works. Amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But with the app, additional 20% off on top of it. AlexJonesApp.com. All right. The mighty Harrison Smith. He didn't cut and run last November when they had the fake auction and shut us down. He didn't cut and run in May when they sent in armed security to shut us down with a court order. Plus, he's a great talk show host. People listen to him. They go, well, he disagrees with you on some issues. We're not in a cult. Steel sharpens steel. He's a good man. I agree on 95% with him. But I'm not hiring cult members. I'm hiring leaders. Harrison Smith, who doesn't cut and run, in 22 minutes, the War Room, today. All right, Vander Darth Vader. You're on the air from Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I just wanted to call in for some words of encouragement, even though you don't need it. Just kind of give you an energy boost. About 10 years ago, wanted to find out if God was real. So I, one way through another, I won't get into it because I don't want to encourage other people to do the same, was able to, like, Gray State convince the dark forces to kill me. And they, like, goaded me, and they make it very obvious because I believe that if...
Oh, if you pray to demons and tell them, get me to commit suicide, they'll literally appear.
Well, I wanted them to kill me to see if God was real, and I knew that the only way God would let me back if it was under right pretenses. And I just want to let you know, even though you do know, that you're 100% spot on. You're more right than you know, and to keep going, to never give up, to never surrender, and to enjoy the journey. You're doing a great job. And, yeah, that's about it. I'll let you get to other callers. But, yeah, God is real. And
well, I would advise people, don't do the demon show yourself to me to know God's right. How about God show yourself to me? Like, I'm not putting you down, but let's not have the devil prove it. Like, I would not advise, hey, devil, show me you're real. How about Jesus show me you're real? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, of course, of course. You know, I use the dark forces in order to see God, you know, and prove to myself that it's all real. And
oh, it's real. Thanks for the call, Vander. I would just advise everybody, don't play around with the dark side. All right. Now at number five, we're closing in on X as the number one news source in the world. None of this planned. Literally like a multi-$1,000 app. Just like, it's you. It's not me. It's what you want. Matthew in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Congrats on getting up to number five. Hopefully you'll be up to number
one. No, you got to number five. We got to number five. I'm just saying that to pat you on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners did this. It ain't me, brother.
Absolutely, sir. And it's an absolute honor to meet you. I'm a veteran and a financial supporter of you. Often,
thank you.
My wife gets mad at me because I support you a lot more.
Thank you for keeping us in attack formation. We couldn't do it without you.
But, yes, sir. I just wanted to thank you for everything that you do. Not only you, but InfoWars, Rob Dew, Chase, Harrison, Kellen, everybody behind the scenes. Everything y'all been through is awesome. And it's
I'll tell you, the best part of my job is knowing this crew. And they're all great. That's why it hurt me so much when Owen did that, and I forgive him. But, I mean, Rob Dew is such a warrior, such an angel. All this crew. And it was... I just couldn't imagine if he betrayed me like Owen did. I would try to be mean to Owen. I got mad because he lied about us. He lied about us. We didn't do anything to him. And I hope he does well. It just hurts me to know that our own people could do things like that. But it's okay. Because I know the enemy's bad. But we can't have our own people lie about their own people for the stunt. We cannot do that and flush our own people down a toilet. And I'm not trying to hurt Owen. I just can't lie about it. It was evil. I'm sorry. Just go ahead and finish your point.
No, I was just going to let you know here. I agree with you 100%. But it's funny, in Pensacola, I don't know who does it, but there's y'all's bumper stickers are all over every stop sign. So, like, you'll stop on the main drag here, and it'll be like, arrest Fauci. And then on the next stop sign, it'll be like, Alex Jones was right. So it's just funny.
And we haven't even had that outreach in 2 years because of bankruptcy. I can't wait through Big League to flood the zone with every order full of bumper stickers. You empower us. You can know the money goes to war. It's not even like I'm being nice. Oh, I do the money to fight them. I am obsessed. You have 100% guarantee. You empower me. I will attack. You understand that?
Yes, sir. Hey, we love you, Alex, and keep up the good fight. We'll keep financially supporting you.
God bless you, brother. I mean, go off on Owen. Owen's a good guy. He's been so many nice things about me. It was like the premeditation, the stunt, whoever convinced me to do that. And for him, he needs to admit it's wrong. He already admitted he got all these raises. He already admitted it was a lie. little comments. No, Owen, for your own self, not about me. You need to admit you were wrong and you got told to do that as a stunt for you, and then I'll forgive you. But it's because I love you that I'm so mad at you. And I saw your fake response, and that was all synthetic. So I decided I'm not going to lie about what I think about this. I'm going to be hurt and tell me what I really think, because that's my only power, is being accurate. My only power is telling you directly what I'm experiencing.
If they can get our best people to do this, we're not going to win.
Betrayal is one of the worst sins there is. That's the problem. It needs to stop. People need to stop thinking of their fellow humans as dog shit. And expendable, like we don't exist. We do exist. We're real. We have families. We stand for something. And don't you ever try to take the essence of our truth and say we're a lie. That is demonic. See, I'm already going around. It's bigger than that. It's just the whole thing makes me sick. Wayne in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I keep thinking about what you say when revolutions happen. And first people that go after the revolution are the minions and the traitors that help the revolution happen. And I think coming up on this midterm season and probably all the way into the next presidential election, we're going to see the left and the Democrats morph into eating their own for their own survival and almost doing that exact same shedding of their own minions to try to save face. And we cannot let them do that. We have.
Oh, absolutely. People go, Bill Maher's with us now. No, he's not. He's lost. He's a Trojan horse. He's absolute scum.
Exactly. Love you, brother. I'm so excited for what's happening next. And you know that there's a whole bunch of people that will always have your back. And you know where I'm at over here in Little East Texas, hanging out in God's country. Love you. Love all the crew.
Love you, Wayne. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. A pleasure to speak to you, and good luck. I know that reading a good book, after you read a good chapter, the best thing is to think there's another one coming. And I think we're entering the next chapter in InfoWars, if it should so be. Good luck to all. I want to make a comment about something wonderful that happened, actually in Anchorage, the meeting with President Putin and President Trump. This is little known, but and it's not in analysis. I find it nowhere. But to me, it was a tremendous opportunity for diplomacy given by President Putin. I don't know who of the two agreed to meet at Anchorage, but it showed, number one, that America and the United States are only 2.5 miles apart. So any nuclear debate cannot look to Moscow, to Washington, but should look from East Russia to Western United States. Because the West Coast would be first to go in any enterprise of a third world.
The whole country goes in 30 minutes. It's all insane.
Exactly. So what I wanted to just mention today was what President Putin did, open a signal that President Trump doesn't seem to have picked up on, and no one seems to have picked up on. But I know if I were President Putin and I put myself in his place, this is what the great signals that he gave, diplomatic signals. First of all, he agreed to go to the United States alone. Number one, he walked a distance in a military base with no cover. He met the president of the United States, walked with him, and entered the vehicle, which is bulletproof, et cetera, et cetera. His only survival inside the vehicle would have been to actually, with his skills in
sure, he put himself in harm's way as a sacrifice
and military equipment all around, and he gave, and that's why President Trump said within the next 10 minutes I know where we're going to go. To understand what was done to a president who could have driven his car to the nearest prison and put President Putin in jail because he is wanted in the international, apparently. So what I'm trying to say to you is that President Trump has an opportunity through diplomacy, which is his key power, to bring an end to what seems to be an escalation arising from, ironically, the banking communities and the financial sector.
Sure, I can talk to you all day, Carlos. We've been calling for 20 years. We love you. You're super smart. Been a guest on the show. What's the bottom line? Because this whole Russia thing's escalating out of control. We've got a bunch of news on that. Tomahawk missiles could change the Ukraine war. Kellogg hopes Trump's going to bomb Moscow. Total insanity. He dropped. I wanted to just get to the bottom line. Didn't hang up on him. Jordan in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Jordan P. Brewster here. I've been on the show in the past. I just want to, first of all, give my undying support to you. I believe you're the arbiter of reason now and logic based upon what happened with X and some of the influencers recently, especially with this Charlie Kirk killing. I want to commend you for your honest reportage on all of that. And I just wanted to say what the next stage in the info war may, you may want to look into. As an attorney, as you well know, you interviewed me in February.
I remember, yeah, smart guy, doing great work.
So I just want to urge you to understand, I know that you're going to another place, and you're really just an employee, but you know as well as I do, they won't stop until they destroy every aspect of what you're doing. And I would wanted to recommend to think differently, like you spoke to the people in the talk radio world years back about how things were going to change. And I think they need to change again. And I do believe that whatever you do, you have to look into, and you maybe you've done this, and you've alluded to this several junctures at different times, but a decentralized network where the control and authority are distributed across multiple nodes or participants rather than being concentrated in a single
Well, everything
point.
I do is owned by the public. Anybody can take the whole show, air it, whatever. I mean, yeah, no, we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, but I just, you know, as an attorney, I know if I was on the dark side, I would find a way, and I'm a smart person, to go after all these people. This is just the first stage. I don't know what exactly they're going to do, and I know you don't either. So I wanted to show my support and tell you if you need me to set up a node of communication or do anything for you, I'm
well,
here for
just
you.
Do it. And don't wait for orders from headquarters. You can take the whole show, build a website, put it out, do whatever you want, brother. Thanks for the call. Listen, our work's basically already done. We got a lot of new things to do and all the rest of it, but we already wrecked them. So we're going to continue on, though, regardless. Jason in Ohio, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Jason. Go ahead.
Oh, I heard static there for a second.
It does that. Hit the button. It does that little psh.
Oh. So, yeah, I noticed the No Kinks thing is coming up in about 2 weeks. I was very happy to see that Antifa was listed as the terrorist organization, but I was kind of expecting all this stuff to sort of die down. Do you think they're using it as bait to probably draw out Antifa and then arrest them? Or?
No, I mean, Antifa is literally run by the deep state, and it is a terror organization. They say we're going to hurt people and kill people so they shut up. That's terrorism. That's the definition of it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Trump's doing what he's supposed to. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't declared a national emergency. George Washington would have, Abraham Lincoln. I'm not for martial law. I'm an expert on it. The left wants martial law city by city to break things down. This stuff has to be crushed. Not regular free speech. That's great. But all their intimidation, all their attacks, all their bullying, it is beautiful to see them when they hit a federal officer in the face or hit a woman in the head with a billy club, that the police grab them and take them to jail. The problem is that a Soros DA lets them out. So we've got to target those Soros DAs legally and lawfully as part of their racketeering operation. Soros is deep state organized crime trying to legalize violence against us.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is that those protests don't make sense because they don't say what they're for. They just say what they're against. And then there's a lot of stuff that sort of communism, like,
Antifa publicly is pedophile, Satan worshiper, communist. I mean, literally, like, they're literally pedophile, Satan worshiper, communist.
Yeah, and then what kind of reminds me of that, all that stuff, too, or what it reminds me of, is the very first movie, cartoon movie by George Orwell, Animal Farm.
Yes.
In that movie, the animals start to riot. They go against the farmer, and they're not thinking steps ahead because they're pawns. So then one animal takes over and becomes the new leader.
The pigs.
Worse, that's basically bringing a communism. But I'm just thinking there should be educational material to wake people up. So that they don't fall
for it. Yeah, at first, two legs bad, but by the end, the pigs go, we're two legs, four legs bad.
Yeah, I love that movie. It's a good example. I think more people can see it.
You're right. We should play tomorrow. It's only like 30 minutes long. The animated Animal Farm. But, you know, it's a book.
Oh, yeah. Well, not the remake. The remake's terrible. But the old original by George Orwell, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I would say it's a book.
Oh, yeah, he did the book, and then it was turned into a movie.
Yeah, we'll play it tomorrow. All right.
Yeah, and then, I was just thinking if educational material could be put together to wake people up. Like, I know Antifa's going to do their thing, but to get people to not be pawns at those events would actually help. So.
All right, thank you, brother. Look, I'm out of time. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. We're trying to jam in one more. Eric in Texas, go ahead.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Take this as my interview for the 9 to 11 night slot. All right. Judge Maya Gamble, the lady who did all this to you, she is married to a Chris Gamble. There is on page 82 of the Epstein flight logs on archive.org, there is a pilot named Chris Gamble. I wonder if her husband is a pilot. She's worth $15 million. She started her career in law in foster and CPS advocacy. And she currently brags about being the leader of Cub Scout Troop 99. Maybe that's why she came after you so hard.
Well, you remember the famous clip where they go, "You claim the government's involved in trafficking kids," and I go, "You mean like Larry? You mean like Jeffrey Epstein, the Clintons?"
Yes, sir. You're a beast. And if I could close out with some words from a song. I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murdering scum. They run giant death factories, keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum as Poison Vax song guy. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green-looking skin, and they run around screaming, "We love Satan. We want to eat babies." Alex Jones has them on video. Thank you, sir. I hope we keep going. If not, Alex Jones Network, I help push the app to number 6. I will keep tuning in, I will keep calling, and I'll keep hitting the streets with my Alex Jones Was Right shirt if I'm not wearing my Crusader Knight armor and spreading the good word. Thank you.
Beautiful. You got an X account, or where do people find you?
The X account, I haven't been on it in a while. Poison Vax Song Guy, PZNVAXXSONGUY. That's also my Rumble page. I do both sides of the aisle. I've gotten Globalist Greg Abbott. I've gotten the people.
All right, we're out of time. I got to jump.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to Kristen and Diana. I take calls in order to receive. We didn't leave the ladies at the end. They're just taking them as they order. They're called. Get their numbers. They want to be on tomorrow. I'll take calls tomorrow. We could get shut down today. And they'll be like, "Oh, shows is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But yeah, it's happening." But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the Last Stand Super Sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com, and download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure and get the app right now, folks, and share it right now.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step.
step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com, and you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us, so I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.